We have 100 subscribers now, so.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's
big. We can't get any more popular because then
subscribe.
We're in trouble.
Yep.
Lucid Drinking, episode 27.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? So. Joe Bama's 26? I never fucking know.
I don't know.
Something like that.
We got Arc Man.
Howdy.
Sir. And Chris Young, two of the homies I work with.
Hello.
What are we trying first?
Vanilla,
Jim
I guess.
Vanilla?
Yeah. I don't even want to take a shot of this. I just want to taste the fucking thing.
You might want to shoot it.
Yeah, a little half shot, probably.
Yeah, a little...
That can't hurt.
A little spritzer.
All right, cheers. And you guys are new, so we don't hit the table here.
Yeah, no.
We don't do that shit.
You don't, as in you don't allow it? Or
I mean, you can do it, but we don't.
Yeah.
Oh, we might judge you later, but...
I won't. Wait in room.
Delicious.
It wasn't as vanilla-y as I thought it was going to be.
It's kind of
like
gross.
A, tastes like a cruise.
Hit. Yeah.
It's like a... Oh, there's a vanilla aftertaste.
Yeah.
It's common.
Oh, it's all in my fucking mustache.
I like the green apple one we had better.
That's better than the, I think it's better than the green apple. I don't know, that just tastes like a whiskey to me. I don't really feel the vanilla.
Kind of like the vanilla.
Yeah, it's like
lingering.
It doesn't...
It should be with like a vanilla Coke.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's what... Yeah. Yeah. Make like a root beer float, but you throw that boy in there.
Damn.
A little Jim Beam
float.
Put it in your coffee.
I'm going to wait a little while to do that then.
Just buy 10 of these and pour it in.
Still
just,
warm in there.
Just with ice cream, Jim Beam float, no root beer.
Just
be
you're just basically like you're just getting the ice cream wet, basically.
Yeah.
I'll go 6.4.
Oh, you like that better than the apple?
Oh, dude, big time.
I'm gonna go 4.
It's
with
warm.
The apple on that one.
Drink that on a winter night, and you'll never be cold again.
Apple 4 or vanilla 4? The apple was 4. The vanilla's 4 as well.
See, that's what I'm gonna go with him with the 4 because I drink a lot of liquor. So it's low. It's definitely low on the list.
What shot would you get then? If you're going to get a little shooters, what are you getting?
I mean, I generally don't, but if I do, I don't know, probably Jameson.
You might want to get a little closer there.
Just
we gotta get closer to this mic
standard.
Here. Yeah, sorry, it sucks.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, you're
there. You go, right there.
Yeah.
You guys had those
the sweet spot.
They're like 88. They're called like 88 or something. I don't know if it's 88 or it's like a little double. Kind of design. Squiggly line.
It's
like
know.
Banana.
Squiggly
it
line 8.
Wild. Yeah.
Like a banana whiskey?
Squiggly line 8. Well, no, it's just like all clear, but probably vodka. But they have these little shooters. And
Screwball is good.
I wouldn't
I like
recommend.
Dude, yeah, Screwball is really good. The caramel one.
Mm-hmm. And the peanut butter. Actually, I'm actually allergic
or it's
to
like
peanut butter.
Isn't it peanut? Or is it just peanut butter?
Oh, you drink
butter?
That still?
I still drink it because it's apparently... shouldn't affect me, which it doesn't. It actually doesn't, so.
Oh, hey. That's good to know, because I'm allergic as well.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
There we are.
Butter,
yeah.
First peanut butter I ever tasted that I can remember
was
Screwball.
Screwball?
It's
oh,
probably terrible.
All right.
Damn, I always thought that was like a newer one.
Just do like a little shot just to make sure. I don't know how much more allergic. Like my throat kind of swells up.
Yeah, mine too.
I gotta stop breathing. No,
yeah.
That's all that happens to me.
I'm going to have to try it out now.
Yeah.
Schnapps is fucked.
You know.
We should just have a smorgasbord of shots. One
God,
roulette
no.
after
oh.
shots.
That goes bad quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I should have brought a bag. I should have just brought a grocery bag.
You gave me what was the one we had at Mike's house? It was good. It wasn't just Jameson.
Oh, the proper number 12.
Yeah, that shit was good. Because it's like a Jameson. Is it like a nicer one or something? I don't even know what it is. A shittier one?
No, it's worse. I mean, but it costs more, but it tastes worse. It's kind of McGregor shit.
It just makes you...
really?
Oh,
you're
that's
paying,
right.
You're paying for
yeah,
his
yeah,
name,
yeah.
really.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not paying for the...
We're going to hit this whiskey.
I'm going to take a second, if I'm being honest.
Are you just
you even
starting,
finish
or
it
you
over
been
there?
Going? Nope. Look at that.
Oh, I did. My bad.
This kid,
alcohol
man.
Abuse.
Yeah, what
alcohol.
The fuck?
Oh, my God.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, Steve, you're always cold. You're probably looking forward to that shot.
Yeah, I need more. That's why I was like, are we going to open this? I'm freezing, dude.
So you were playing Pokemon Go. You're the only
yeah.
person I know that still does that.
Well,
yeah.
You know, don't judge me.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people still. That play. Yeah, there's a lot of people.
They like constantly still update that shit. I haven't played it in years, yeah.
It's updated like every fucking 3 days. Like,
damn.
It's an event going on right now. Actually, that's why I had it out.
Because we went to like one of the main parks in Kalamazoo.
Oh my god!
And it was like
the first year.
It was like not. It was like the first weekend.
Yeah,
and it was fucking packed, dude. I don't even imagine like what downtown was that first month.
The first 6 months, it was insane, actually.
But dude, it was at night too. Like we were like, I think we were like going to a bar or something, and like literally you just like look. We drove by and you look into the park and you just see like phone screens, like people's faces illuminated. Yeah. Like
yeah, it was ridiculous.
Literally like 100 people just all fucking walking with their phone. It was crazy.
Or driving into other cars, but
dude,
damn.
Oh, he knows the people next door. He knows the what is it, Chinese place. Bangkok. I always say,
dude.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Bangkok Crossing down there.
Yeah. Bangkok Crossing.
Yeah. Every time we walk in, she's always talking about Pokemon Go. Like we trade Pokemon.
Oh
she's
shit.
Like,
oh.
She's like this old lady, yep. Like 60 something, and she cheats. She cheats at the game. She uses.
How do you do that?
You mean the one downtown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
She cheats. She uses a I forget what it's called. A spoofer, a location spoofer. So she just moves around.
Oh.
She doesn't have to go anywhere. It
what
just
a
moves
bitch.
Her around. So
I
like,
never knew that. How did you figure that out?
She had to, because when I went to trade with her, she had to back out of it because she was in Beijing or something. So she had to switch it back to normal to be next. Because you have to be within like
10
feet to trade or something.
Damn, she's
She cheats. I'm like, you're old as hell and you're cheating at fucking Pokemon Go. Like,
she's just chitting at, she's fucking chilling at Bangkok eating fried rice playing Pokemon.
Yep. Her daughter was like, her daughter was kind of embarrassed about it, but at the same time, she was like, yeah, we can trade.
Shit. I went in and I said, I know Chris. And she was like, oh.
What did she call him though?
She didn't. I was like,
she said, "Oh, my something friend."
She goes, "Oh, Pokemon." I was like, "Yeah, Pokemon."
She's like, "Pull out your phone. Let's trade."
Yeah, she did. She wanted me to trade, and I was like, "No."
Yeah, she was like, "Oh, you got one too."
Yeah,
I don't even have.
I was like, "I don't have the Pokemon."
No, because Mike was friends with her first, and he told me about it. I went in there, and she like immediately, like, "You play Pokemon?" I'm just spitting everywhere. She was like, "I was like, yeah." She immediately was just like, "Oh my god, at me!" I'm like, all
right. Y'all just like trading Pokemon. People are like waiting to get their orders.
Just trying to get their food.
Yeah. Dude, she would not care. She's hardcore. She's like, and you can't interrupt her. Once
she
gets going, you're not going
to
say it. Yeah, you're not going
to
say something.
She told the customer literally, like, what, 1 second? And she was sitting in a booth trading with me.
She probably closed down the restaurant for it. Yeah, just be like, all right.
I know
come back at one.
I know Snapchat was like trying to do something along the same lines. Like, you know, the Snap Map.
I don't do a lot of Snapchat.
I stay off the map, dog.
I haven't. Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about, though, right?
I do,
so it's
yeah.
like you could literally like you would open it and it would be kind of like the same thing as Pokemon Go. Like if you went to like Bangkok and
yeah,
you said you and Mike. So explain to the people who you two are.
Oh, me and Mike, we are a hip hop duo by the name of Vivid Screams. You can find our music actually everywhere that they stream music, wherever you get your music. And we make a lot of music and some good stuff.
Yeah, it's real good.
Nice.
So it's pretty, like I said, it's mostly rap and hip-hop, but we kind of get out there and touch a couple different genres.
Oh, yeah.
What's the one that he put out?
Sex Pistol, just to give you an idea of our eclecticness. Is that a word?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Eclecticity? I don't know.
Look
but,
it up. That might be a word.
You ever, I was wondering if you'd ever make music for, like me, like a skate part.
Ooh.
Well, we actually touch, once again, we touch everything. Like, we,
because I always wonder how much, I wouldn't say, like, commission work, but to where you can actually, like, make something that someone's kind of got an idea for? Or is it more like you just...
You know what you guys should do?
I want to do my own thing.
Have you seen the Skate Ninja dude's part from Arizona, from Vegas?
Mm-mm.
Where he rapped to his own part? Like, he filmed his part, and then he rapped to it. So he's like, kick flip, nose grind. Like, he's, like, literally raps to his fucking...
That actually sounds pretty dope.
Yeah,
synced up with his whole part.
Yeah,
every trick.
Yeah, it was kind of.
I'd be down to do something like that for sure.
Like,
it was a dog though. It was like a dog, skateboarder, and he.
Yeah.
He like raps over it like to the dog. Hop, he's like hopping on the board.
Damn.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna say the dog was rapping. I was like, I gotta see this.
Like, wait, what?
Arf, arf,
yeah.
Bark.
This dog's spitting.
Damn.
Damn.
You guys ever had Stroh's ice cream?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 You know what Stroh's is?
It's like the same company,
backwards?
I think.
Hortz?
Shorts?
Shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, that took me a really long time to read that and figure that out.
Which is also a local brewery.
Yeah.
See, I don't even think I had a Stroh's before we'd go to Checker.
That was the first time I had a Stroh's for sure at Checker.
I've never seen this design, though.
It's new.
I thought it was like the old one. That's what you were telling me.
It's the old one.
Because you're probably familiar with the Stroh's. It's got like the yellow and red. Yeah.
Isn't it like a cursive
logo? I'm a Corona guy myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny because they made it look older, but it's not older. And now it's older.
Kids don't know.
It looks newer.
I didn't know.
They have no clue.
It's like got this minimalist feel to it.
Yeah.
I dig it.
You guys have that one beer that always gives you a headache? Like...
Oh yeah,
could never get behind it. It just always makes you feel like complete shit because I think High Life is
green
mine.
Tea shots,
really?
Yeah, High Life.
Interesting.
I don't drink Bud, and that's just a personal.
That
choice,
has become something I hate now. That's all I would have,
I can't
and now
drink anything
now
Bud.
I just can't do it.
I've never been a huge fan of it, to be honest.
It's piss water, but
yeah, I can drink a Bud Light though.
But it's nothing else. No,
I can't drink anything
like anything Bud makes. I cannot drink.
See, I'm the same way with Bud Light.
I knew Bud Light, but I can't do Budweiser anymore. But Budweiser used to be the only thing I'd
fucking
drink.
Yeah, you would
drink.
Always drink Budweiser. Yeah.
I don't know why.
Bud Light, it's seriously
I was poor.
Gone. Like, I'm just drinking it to drink it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if I drink two, I will have an instant headache.
Yeah.
If somebody gives it to me, fuck it, I'll drink
like, sure,
it.
Sure, I'll have a beer with you, but yeah, no. I'm not asking for a second one.
No.
I'm getting there with Truly.
Truly? Well, the first problem.
I'm not happy to be there. Yeah, I know. I'm in a predicament right now.
I was gonna ask what you think is the next, like, I wouldn't say fad, but next, like, craze, because, like, seltzers is, like, the fucking thing right now.
I thought for sure, like, seltzers were not gonna last past a winter. You know what I mean?
I was like, this is, obviously.
Yeah. But I thought for sure, like, I was like, oh, this is a summer thing. Something else will come, mm-hmm. which it didn't. Mm-hmm. There just became
just
more seltzers. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, literally, you can go to the bar and get fucking Truly on tap. It's like, what?
For real?
I did not know that.
For the record, I don't. I want to get that
I know there's places that have it, yeah. I mean, that's what fucking people buy a $4 White Claw at fucking the bar, because they know people will buy them, you know?
True.
I always see people with cans. I wouldn't like, I don't know, I feel like if I'm going to a bar, I don't really want a can.
Dude, I can't rationalize it. Like, I get a can at a bar, I'm like, there's $4, so what? That $10 six-pack is going to be $24 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Corona seltzers, which I like.
What's the Refresca?
I do like those, too.
Yeah, they're pretty good. What's
the
difference?
Zero calories.
The Refresca?
The Refresca
Coronas?
Or whatever, yeah.
Those are more just like a fruity, sugary drink. It's not a seltzer at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, even if you want to go, like, non-alcoholic, like, seltzers still are, like, huge. Like, I guess V8 has seltzers now. Like,
stupid.
How does that even make sense? Like,
V8 has a seltzer now?
Yeah.
I don't even know how V8 is still in business. Like,
right?
Drinking
seltzers.
V8?
Seltzers brought it back.
Jeez.
Like, yo, we got to do something quick.
Right. Like, their commercials were far better than their drinks.
Yeah.
Dude,
Heineken's been advertising 0% beer.
Dude.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
The Heinies?
Bro.
Have you tried them?
I did. We went to.
They're
I went
surprisingly
to
like
it tastes the exact same.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Yeah,
I think so.
It's delicious, but I'm like, what's going on here?
No, yeah. I've never not.
Why am I not feeling
alcoholic.
Anything?
Yeah, I feel like it's like a placebo effect, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
it's a tease.
Like if you drink like three of them, you're like, am I drunk?
Getting drunk is actually just all in your mind.
Yeah. I mean, to an extent, maybe. Yeah.
Well, if I do things right, become rich, and have to go to rehab, maybe I'll have those non-alcoholic beers.
Yeah.
Let's hope for that.
I feel like
I actually asked one of my someone we had on before. He's been sober for 3 years now, or something like that. And
good for him.
He was saying like I asked him, I was like, "You ever thought about just like drinking like Heineken Zeros or type shit like that?" And he's like, it's probably not a good idea because it's just gonna be like, well, this tastes. I like this taste, and then it's just gonna fucking trigger you into other shit. You know what I mean? Like,
because when that second part doesn't happen and you don't start feeling a little blurry, you're like, okay, it's no longer fun.
But how many Heineken Zeros can you drink? 30 Heineken Zeros and actually be drunk at that? You know,
you
what's in there?
Right. Drink that much. That's like probably drinking like a 2 liter of pop.
Yeah,
you can't
it's probably
even
worse.
Do it.
Yeah.
Is it straight up 0% or is it like
point
like? Because well, I know
they say
like
0.0, yeah, but it might be 0.09.
Down the line, right, there's that is true. Yeah, 6 we know. Or something, yeah.
Whatever the hops are in there or something.
You can make but it the point is, you can't physically drink enough of these to get drunk.
Yeah.
By the time you get to 10 and 15,
I remember
your
when
stomach
they've, have you
like,
seen the commercials for the Heineken Zeros?
I have not, no.
Dude, they're so cheesy that they're funny. There's,
Do they have Neil Patrick Harrison?
No.
No.
What was it?
Well, fuck them.
What were those commercials? Yeah. What do you?
Those were the regular Heineken commercials.
Oh, like you're right. Yeah. No. But he, it would be like some dude like chilling at a beach or whatever, and like the he'd be like drinking a Heineken Zero, and like the cop would be like, "Hey, what are you doing there?" And like get out his ticket book or something like that. And then the like all every one of the commercials, it would just be like, you know, he'd be pointing at the zero, and then like the cop would be like, "No, you can't park here," or something like that, like right. something
or
stupid,
just like,
crazy like that.
The guy would be like sitting at work drinking it, and his boss would still be like, "Like, no, don't do
like,
that."
What
like,
what are
yeah.
you doing? And he's like, "Zero."
Yeah. So basically, they're saying risk your livelihood.
That would not fly.
Do the shit you didn't want to do. I know. I actually asked my when we were in the office. I asked my boss. I was like, "I can bring like a pack. I can bring a 6-pack of Heineken in, right?" And they're like, "Let's not."
I wonder if you did get pulled over though, and they saw that, like how they would.
It's not.
I mean, it's probably just
a zero on it.
Yeah. I would do that exact same thing. What are you doing? Not say a damn word. Just
they should do a campaign with high school sports.
Oh,
it's just like
I feel
just
like children drinking this shit. Yeah,
coach. Yeah. 0.0, dude.
I'm hydrating.
That's a big deal.
Yeah,
like damn. The way it tastes.
Then he goes and catches the ball.
Yeah, dude,
touchdown.
That's a good one.
You want
to
score? Drink Heineken.
I think we're on the side.
I want to throw everybody for a loop here. We're gonna talk about it on our last episode, and we did it. Corey, why aren't you wearing glasses?
That's like you not wearing glasses. So. It's fucking.
See, I just met you, so I wouldn't have known. But
so
I get it when he said that.
I've been wearing glasses for the past 4 years, and I recently just got my script updated.
Yeah.
And got my vision checked. Doc said that I would notice only just a very subtle difference with my new glasses because the vision in my left eye changed. I get my new lenses, and I cannot see past, like, 6 feet in them. Just completely blurry. The lens in my right eye is completely different, looks magnified, and I can see better without them.
Damn.
So, I have the printout of my script.
What?
So, I'm seeing my actual numbers, and they gave me my old lenses in my... that came from my glasses in this little pack that I can only assume my new lenses were shipped in, and it's a completely different script.
Oh, fuck.
Like, a completely script. Different
like,
numbers.
Something got mixed up or something
like exactly. that?
Exactly. Because I was going to say, if you, like, went to the doctor or the eye doctor or whatever you want to call it, and, like you had to do tests and shit, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, oh, yeah, I can see better or whatever.
Yeah. Right? Went through the whole test, you know. He was like, oh, yeah, your left eye changed.
Okay.
You know, you won't notice a huge difference, but these new glasses will help you out.
In a good way?
Yeah, exactly.
So your left eye just healed from, is it from wearing glasses, though?
Oh, no, I'm saying.
No, they gave him the wrong script.
So,
just to go on that, though, just to be honest, I thought you were going to say, like, I don't need glasses anymore. Like, I got bit by a radioactive spider.
No,
I was like, holy shit.
Well,
radioactive eye doctor.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, at this point, not wearing glasses and I can see fine. You know, or
so
better
you're not
at least than my
at all right now?
No, nothing yeah. right now. Yeah. So I'm just like doing. But yeah, so I've been asking my parents, my girlfriend, just like, am I overthinking this? Did they fuck up my prescription?
Right,
like,
yeah.
And I'm
you
just
see,
like,
you can
you
see,
call
man.
Them or whatever.
Yeah.
You call them. And
I'm about to call them tomorrow because the other thing is too, when you get a new prescription, they're like, give it about 3 days. Yeah.
Right.
So your eyes can adjust, but after wearing them for about like an hour, already had a splitting headache.
Right.
Like, I'm not
damn.
Even going to try with these.
Yeah,
so,
I can't imagine that.
Damn.
Like,
I would call them back tomorrow and be like, "Look, motherfucker, I want a new prescription and some buffs." All right.
Yeah. Seriously.
Overnight ship them,
and I'm not paying for any of it.
Yeah. Seriously. And the cherry on top of it is that when I did go and get my new lenses, like I just felt like. my doctor was just trying to squeeze money out of me. Because he's like, oh, you should buy these new frames. You know, $300 Ray-Bans.
You know, we'll throw in some contacts.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So they come out. They put...
cover mine up. You said $300 Ray-Bans. I was like, fuck.
They got me.
Got me with the fucking... what is it? The
glare
thing?
Let me get two cases.
So this glare shit is like just...
like the infomercial?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to go get it removed, completely removed, because it's like they sold me on something that doesn't even last.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
So, did you? Is like, that? They got me.
Are you talking about the...
I'm going to go back to America's Best. Fuck the actual co-op and like the ones that your insurance pay for. Fuck that shit.
Oh, yeah.
They screw you, dude.
Yeah.
And I've been going to America's Best forever. I pay $70, two pairs of glasses, eye exam, and I'm out the door.
That's what I've heard.
And,
that's
doing this, I paid maybe like... $170 for these with insurance and everything.
Jeez. Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't even worth it. And you still pay like $20 for the eye exam.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to hear this? My new lenses, just the lenses alone, cost $150.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed right now because did they fuck
can't even
up?
Use
I hope so because I can't even wear my glasses. So, yeah.
That's fucked up, though.
Going to call them tomorrow and just be like, all right, new lenses or just refund everything, you know?
I've been going through Henry Ford my whole life. Optimize.
Okay. Yeah.
And I've never had a problem. I actually had like pretty. I mean, I don't know if it's just because my insurance is good or not, but I've always been pretty low prices on that. And I buy contacts. Like, I wear contacts every day.
It could be the contacts too, though.
I mean like my glasses. I got like some nice glasses, and like after insurance, it was like $10.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Alex, do you wear glasses?
Nope.
No, that's where I used to go as a kid. Like,
Yeah.
Well, see that.
Do you?
Sorry, no, his hair will fall out. Before
I thought I thought I was the only one.
You see my hair? It's fucking gray. I think we're all right.
If you had to get one movie quote tattooed on your body, what would it be? I would say,
movie quote.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh man, the entire fucking script of Borat.
Just down your back.
Head to toe. Ooh,
just all so many good ones. Just in Borat.
Yeah. Just get all right.
Dude, that's a good one.
You know what I say about go girl.
See, that's a tough one for me to answer because I have no tattoos, so it's really not a lot of things I would get tattooed.
That's kind
of
surprised to me because I don't have any tattoos.
Oh, what's the Wolf of Wall Street? I'm not fucking leaving.
I'm not fucking leaving. Actually, I watched that movie maybe like 5 times in the past week.
That's
and
a good
I
love one.
That. Yeah. That's one of my favorite lines ever. I said that too.
I'm not fucking leaving.
There's so many memes
made from that too.
I think I'd do Taxi Driver.
That's funny.
Taxi Driver.
Ooh, Taxi Driver's a good one. Yeah.
Me? I'm the only fucking guy here in his underwear. Must be talking to me.
Or what's the Midnight Cowboy? I'm fucking walking.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Or just something that makes no fucking sense.
Anything from My Cousin Vinny.
You don't chew big red. Fuck you.
She's
got a Pete Weber tattoo.
Would you rather eat all of your food through a straw or have all your food tossed into your mouth?
Toss.
Yeah.
All day.
I would say
toss. I mean,
how far away?
Let's say if I miss, can I still eat it?
A toss is a predetermined.
If you miss the toss,
I believe.
But I'm saying,
you can still eat it.
But then it's got to get tossed again, right?
It has to get tossed. Yeah.
All right. Yep.
I'm going to toss though.
I'm just thinking of like soup though. Like, here you go, buddy.
I'm not a big soup guy.
That's chill. Maybe you just won't eat soup anymore.
There has to be some caveats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Has to be like, can you toss soup? Is soup tossable unless you freeze it?
I just think of hot foods that like that. True. You know what I mean? Like,
or can they toss it to you in your hand and then you eat it? Or does it have to?
Oh yeah,
no, it's gonna be. Right. Nah, that's too easy.
No, it has to be.
It's set in your mouth, right? Tossed in your mouth.
I think it actually. Yes, tossed into your mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No hands. We're talking.
Yeah.
I drink a lot of coffee though.
Yeah,
coffee food.
Still tossed.
That's a drink. Is that food? You would have to have coffee thrown at you, yeah?
Yeah, you would still.
Man, that would suck. Be like, hey, let me get another sip.
I don't know. Eat and drink.
Coffee through
does
a
it say drink?
He said food.
Yeah.
Is drink food?
I don't know. Yeah.
Is water
I don't
know. Food? I don't think so, because they say
that might be
you
one
can
of the
live
biggest,
without food.
That might be one of the biggest life
questions.
All
that is
right
can't
there
live without water.
Yeah, he does have a point.
I would just take everything through a straw, being honest. It's easier. Wouldn't have to worry about anything.
It all tastes the same, though. Yeah. You got to blend
same
it.
Like, yeah.
Boneless wings through a straw.
Or boned-in wings?
Or, traditional. Get the traditional.
Like, yeah.
Is a hangover worse on a Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
I'm gonna say Saturday.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that will ruin your whole weekend. Yep.
Dude, when I was
it's worse on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you didn't get to enjoy it. Yeah,
I want to go do shit. Exactly. Sunday, it's like, who the fuck cares?
You're on the couch Sunday.
I wasn't going to do anything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Is there any, you ever had any like crazier Uber stories?
The guy I briefly mentioned, the psycho, that dude was wild. He was going off. He was like, I'm a professional long jumper. He was from, I don't even know. He said he was a professional long jumper. Or a high jumper, which was even weirder.
Like a vaulter?
Well, I mean, I'll show you the video if it's still in my history. I don't want to promise that though. Yeah, but he was like, oh yeah, you know, I do this and that. And I'm strong. I'm from this country, and he was talking about some real shit too. Where sometimes I was like, okay, you know, I got to take this with a grain of salt. He's talking about like standing in line to get bread and shit. I was like, all right, that's fucked up. He's like, Yugoslavia is not cool. I don't know though. You know.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That sounds like a riot.
But he was like, look me up. And he's like, I was like, okay, for sure. And he's like, says his name, and I could not pronounce it if I tried. But I looked it up, and I was like, is this how you spell it? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, that's you. And it's like, gold medal, like, in Baltimore for 40 years and older. I was like, sick, dude. Now what? Now what are we talking about?
Yeah, we were here. It can't go past here, right?
I used to play soccer.
God, 20 minutes left in this fucking ride.
Dude, I pulled up. So, I was like, guys, someone.
Oh, my God.
You got any kids?
Yeah, no. He did. Yeah, his kid was a sportsman, too, as you might imagine. Yeah. He talked about real heavy, but he didn't have any vids, so.
Pixar didn't lying. Happen. Yeah.
This guy's
yeah.
not legit if he doesn't have any videos. Guys,
have you ever had a crazy Uber story?
Not really. The craziest thing, one time me and my friend were in an Uber that we were pretty sure it was a dead body in a trunk. Just based off.
Not really. Not really. Yeah.
The ride itself was not crazy. It just was the worst smelling Uber ever. And the guy, you know, he didn't really talk to us. Me and my boy, we just kept looking at each other and laughing. And we were just in the backseat texting each other, just laughing. And this was recently. This was like 2 years ago, maybe two years ago. But like the ride was uneventful itself.
Yeah, right.
But it
right.
smelled like he killed the last.
It was
some
mystery. Okay.
Oh, could he have shit his pants and just didn't want to?
No, it was
it?
No.
No, it was worse than that.
I've shit my pants. I know where
this wasn't a shit
like.
Smell.
He's like, I don't know what that is. The last guy was wild. Dude.
Yeah. No, it wasn't anything else. It wasn't anything that I've smelled in my natural life, and that's the one thing I haven't smelled is a dead body. So. Mm. I'm assuming that's what
I can
was.
Only imagine.
Yeah, should we hit this?
Oh, yeah.
It's not,
let's do
it's
it.
Not much. I'm going to make sure.
I just, yeah, give me like a little baby little fucking.
I'll give you what you get.
A little bit of heat.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of heat.
I think I might need another Strohs as a chaser here.
I wouldn't.
Give it a read here.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That's my cue.
That's a good idea.
Are these, like, pretty easy to come by?
I just saw it at Meijer, just randomly.
Oh, at Meijer, okay.
Yeah, I was just walking up the aisle. I was looking for something to get.
Thank you.
It's $12 for the fifth.
Wow.
Yeah. So, right. Like I said, I couldn't really pass it up because I'd never seen it before. And I looked it up on Google, and it had like a 4.7 rating.
But
shit.
He made, which is not that, well, that's actually not bad.
Out of five? 4.7
out of
five?
Oh, it's out of five.
Yes, out of five.
Thank you, okay.
Thank you.
4.7 out of five. But, so I was, and it was only like 30-something ratings. But
he made it seem like it was just like he fucking stumbled upon it, and I'm looking for that
literally.
Shit.
Yeah, I'd never even heard of it. I never knew that was even a thing.
See, the thing that I saw on here, and I don't know if it's like an actual thing with whiskey, but it says aged 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. Is that like them making a joke, or is that an
that
actual
thing?
Thing?
I think it's that, and I think it's also true because I think. Yeah.
What does that
I
mean?
I think
though?
The aging is. I think, and I'm not dark. A professional. I think that's what makes it
the
darker.
Color. Yeah.
So since it was only aged the 5 seconds, they just it's basically clear. Put it out the microwave prematurely.
Right.
Not even the oven. Like they put it out the microwave.
Yo! Take that out.
Yeah. And then they just said, drink it.
It's like when you eat a side of mac and cheese at a restaurant.
So I think it's a joke, but I think it's also fact.
Right. Yeah.
What proof is it then? Because is it
it's
less strong?
Okay. Or 80 proof? It's 80 proof.
Yep. 80.
Because I always wondered. I always wondered if the more clear it was, if it was like more intense or. Not
it's the taste. I think it's really about the taste. Like okay. It does taste like a fucking
dude. It's so crazy.
Bottle of rubbing alcohol.
They almost went out of business, and now they're just fucking making shit for fucking fun.
Part of that could be.
They hopped on the seltzer game.
They did.
All right, boys,
in the coffee game too.
Cheers.
Cheers.
PBR whiskey.
I'm gonna tap on this one.
Nope.
What,
dude?
It's just habit for me. I'm old, man. I'm an old guy. I'm assuming I'm the oldest person the at this table taste. Right now.
It tastes like a whiskey.
The smooth taste.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's not bad.
It's hot again. It feels like a tequila and a vodka yeah. mixed together.
I was going to say it's almost like tequila. Yeah.
What was that about? That has to be something going on in our mouths. That can't. I didn't taste tequila. We tried it. At
I got a little bit
this place
of
too, and I.
Well, it
I didn't
taste
like
tequila.
But I'm getting
but
that
like
now.
Tequila and like with some potato mash.
I don't know.
It's a five second.
You think it's a placebo thing because it's clear?
No, because I didn't.
He's tasting that.
No, I drink too much.
We didn't talk about it. It tastes like whiskey.
I don't know. I don't drink a lot of whiskey at all, but it has that same initial hit as tequila.
Yeah.
Where if you take, you know, a tequila and
you're
lime
like,
shot,
oh,
it's
God damn
like,
it.
You know, it humbles you up real quick.
Yeah.
That's
I literally
kind
don't
of how
drink whiskey until this dude's around.
Yeah. Man, that's my drinking trick. Well, I evolved. Once again, I'm old.
All right. Would you rather A, fight Mike Tyson. B,
no.
Sound like him for the rest of your life.
Ooh.
I already knew the answer when you said fight Mike Tyson. I knew that wasn't the answer. So
I think I'd rather fight.
Sure.
Wait,
no,
is there
no,
a,
no, no, no.
I
sorry.
Like this.
I'd never fight Mike Tyson one day in
would
my life.
Fight? I broke my back. I can do that.
Dude. Spinal.
Have you seen him?
Spinal.
Have you seen him lately?
Oh, he's a beast.
Do you see that video? He's like, sometimes I get mad at myself.
He can't
like
read,
I'm
right?
A bitch. And he's like crying. He's like legitimately. Geez. And he's like, I don't fight anymore.
Yeah,
he's
like,
no.
I can't
like,
fight.
Bro.
Yeah, his life is, he wants to end his life because he can't fight.
He's like, I've been working on being humble.
It's like he was born to do.
Whoa.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Moving.
That's all.
You ever
that
seen
he
the
knows?
Video of him giving it's lessons moving. To. Fuck, who was it? Wasn't McGregor.
Didn't he sue or something because of the Hangover movie?
Really?
Wasn't there something behind that? Like they used his tattoo and he didn't approve
that.
Oh, and
the
or
second
like
one.
That.
I feel like yeah. I
there's
feel
something,
like I heard
something
of
behind.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the jeez. Same time, you know, pay the man his money too.
Yeah.
Just pay the man. It's really easy. You can,
right. Yeah.
You pay less if you get in front of it and you say, "Hey, we're going to use this. We'll give you
yeah,
this money."
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
as opposed to him suing you after the.
There was
yeah,
controversy though. Cause,
oh yeah,
because the tattoo artist
got it. Yeah.
Right. The tattoo artist was pissed off because he was like, "I made the tattoo.
It wasn't Tyson.
Like it's not his tattoo." I gave it
he's
to him.
Right.
He didn't come in with the design.
Oh,
I drew it.
Yeah.
Victor Whitmill.
Right? Like.
And once again,
I could see
that.
I could see that too. Yeah.
Fair enough.
You know.
I think he might have gotten paid. But.
And that's when Tribal was cool. You know,
yeah,
it's not
yeah,
that
yeah.
it's uncool now.
Right.
You know,
it's
no
cool
disrespect.
If you're fucking Roman
right.
Reigns.
Tribal, right Tribal is cool as long as it's not a band.
Yeah.
That's it. If
dude.
You get, if you
yeah.
get a tribal band, then it's kind of like, all right, you're really pushing it. But
people are just getting white claw tats
it,
now, you know?
Ah, fuck
yikes.
It.
Yikes.
I'm going to say... I don't really want to sound like him.
I'd rather,
so
I'd rather
probably,
kick my ass.
Yeah, I'd probably try.
He could kill you,
bro,
though.
Probably.
Yeah, that punch is going to...
Yeah, but you
one
might...
One ass whooping, though.
Think about how
am I living?
Think about how famous you would be.
If I'm dying, I'm just going to sound like him, obviously.
Local Michigan man gets beat up by Mike Tyson.
That is true. He just kind of made a good point, though. If you get in a fight with Mike Tyson, you might end up sounding like Mike Tyson anyway.
That is true.
I would take sounding like him without an ass whooping.
Double-edged sword here.
Well, you have some cred, for sure.
You got beat up so bad.
No cred. You're going to wake up and be like, and just written, I didn't even punch him?
You're going to wake up 20 years later,
like
yeah,
I'm dead?
Winkle.
Okay.
That's true. You might just be a news story, right?
Yeah. Local man, a vegetable after fighting Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Would you rather have everything in your life, showers, weather, food, drinks, etc., be hot or cold?
Cold. Keep me on my toes.
Cold?
Keep me ready.
Everything.
Everything. Either hot or cold. Everything you can think of.
Hot beer.
Cold.
Cold. Yeah. You can drink a cold coffee. Cold rain isn't that bad.
I like...
A cold shower isn't that
everything's
bad.
Everything's iced these days.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Bro, all the new Nic sticks, you know? Nicotine machines. They're all strawberry ice. Raspberry ice.
Yeah.
You know, you get that menthol.
Everybody likes cool.
I hate that.
Smirnoff.
Because this country's obese. They want everything to be cool.
Cool me down.
Dude, I noticed how obese this country
sweating.
Was when I went to Sweden.
Yeah, because they're all skinny as a rail.
Dude, everyone's skinny. Everyone's biking. Everyone's
that's
walking.
How, that's how Paris was, dude. There's a fat person in Paris.
Funny thing is, you could have said any country. Yeah. You could literally say any country.
But I physically went there and like discovered it. And I was like, wow, dude, there's not a single fucking overweight person here. This is insane. Jeez.
Still anymore? No.
Would you rather give up the hungover breakfast sandwich or the drunk pizza?
Sandwich.
See, now you're with the heavy hitters.
Yeah. Yeah. This was a good one. I was stoked on pulling this one.
I will 100% eat more when I'm drunk. Then when I wake up in the morning, Alex and I have even said this. It's like, I'm not eating that day.
Mm-mm. Yeah, mm-mm. I'm pretty bad at wanting to, I just don't want to eat.
I deserve this. You sit in bed and you think about what you've done last night. You sit here, you can have water.
That's just knowing the minute I eat that, it's coming right back.
Yeah.
I would say, because I mean the drunk.
So you throw up that pizza in the morning.
I would say the drunk pizza I will always want, but the hungover breakfast sandwich I might not always want. Every time.
Drinking a checker, get a slice.
See, just enough to drive,
that
baby.
Breakfast sandwich, though. Especially if you get like a good breakfast sandwich like with an egg on it, some bacon, nice little croissant.
A little cheese for my croissant.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's
I don't know. If you catch it early enough, that drunk pizza, it can save you.
True.
So I would probably go with the drunk pizza just because.
And it tastes
that's
so
the one you
fucking
would give up.
Good.
That's the one you would keep.
Tell
me when a drunk pizza tastes bad.
I would probably keep
never.
The drunk pizza.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because like you guys said, if you are too drunk and you eat too early.
Yeah, that sandwich in the morning is subjective.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember thoroughly when you said that.
Sometimes it's good.
Hat thrown up. Hash browns. I don't know if you ever threw up hash browns. It's like throwing up fucking sandpaper. It's like the worst shit ever. Dude.
I think the worst thing to ever throw up is coffee.
I don't know if I ever thrown up.
I don't think I've done that.
There was like one morning I woke up and I was like, dude, I am so tired. I got to go to work. I was like, I had to be part of a video that day. And I remember there's a video of me. Like I'm like being interviewed and I'm just like saying fuck every like. There's
should I bring it up?
I was like, dude, I got to wake up or something, man. I got to get coffee. And I went to Tim Hortons and I like came back and I like took like fucking literally like four or five sips and just like went back into this backyard right here and just fucking yacked it and I was like, oh, and it just like tasted like hot coffee, like threw up the hot coffee, didn't make it all the way down, it was horrendous, dude. Like
when it never comes out fully. The acid from the coffee and whatever it stays in your throat.
Dude,
so once it's gone,
so
it's
bad.
Still there. Guy saw my butthole at Leo's one time.
Wait, what?
I didn't lock the door, and I went to a Leo's in the morning, ate a breakfast. Oh man, I gotta puke. Ran to the bathroom, didn't lock the door. It was a one man room though. It was a small place, small breakfast joint, and dude opens the door. I pulled my pants on to shit. I thought I had to shit. Because you never know.
The South Park.
Wrong
like,
way.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And then I go, oh, no. And so I flipped around. Boom. Dude walks in the door. Oh!
Oh,
no.
Yeah. So I can only imagine.
Fuck.
Goddamn. Talk. Give me a second. Fuck, what was I going to say? Fuck, what are they called? Anyone? Yo, shit. Fuck. We got second place. I don't like to talk about it, but whatever. Fuck. I have to find a way to phrase this without talking shit. Yeah. I'm here.
That's me at work.
Depended how much money they're gonna give me. No. Fuck. Yeah, working down here.
It's like you had to think about that. Fuck.
I was just like, fuck, dude, I can't.
There's a point where I say something like I'm gonna throw up.
Obviously, I'm not gonna say no, but fuck. You start Monday. I was like, yeah, for sure, that's tight. Fuck. Why do I ramble so much? Because I don't know what I'm fucking saying. I'm just saying shit. Oh my god. What the fuck am I saying? Fuck, I'm gonna throw up. That's what I did. Now I'm rich as fuck. Fuck, dude. I don't fucking know.
But like literally that day, so I threw up that coffee in the backyard and then I like drove to work and I'm like, oh, dude, why can't I just film this a different day, dude? And then I threw up in the parking lot.
Oh, that was that day.
Yeah, I threw up in the parking lot, and then I threw up like in the middle of fucking Monroe downtown, like walking. I was like, I know I got to throw up again, but maybe I'll make it into the office before I throw up. And I'm like,
I would just went home.
I was like, nope, gotta do it. Dude, I don't know what it was about me in 2017. I was like, don't be a fucking pussy, dude. Whatever you gotta do, like whatever your daily shit is that you gotta do, whether you gotta work or you gotta go skate, fucking throw up and move on.
Yeah. Like, it's hard, though.
It's hard.
It's a
yeah.
hard lifestyle.
One thing I realized, though, throwing up outside is that it's not a law against throwing up outside. You shouldn't be ashamed of it.
Unless like, you fall into it.
If you're falling over and stuff, yeah, but
the only thing that was
you, you're just like, all right, I feel good now.
But the only thing that that was like embarrassing about it was like the other like corporate people walking behind me, I'm like, ugh, and then I like finish it and I continue walking like nothing happened. Sure,
did you guys have the sushi? You guys had the sushi? Don't have the sushi.
It was Wagyu beef. It's delicious. Made me puke.
Plum Market's a bad decision today, boys.
Yeah, that new spot that opened up, guys. Oh, yeah, don't go there.
Don't go there.
Oh, I tipped off.
If you had only four teeth, where would they be in your mouth?
Molars, baby.
Yeah, in the back.
Yeah.
I got to chew.
I got to chew.
Yeah, you
chew. That's exactly what we said, too. Yeah, yeah. What was the other question you said?
Canines.
Do you stand up or you sit down when you wipe?
Oh, yeah, when you're wiping your ass, do you sit or stand?
I mean, I'm already sitting. I'm already in that position.
No, I'm
in
like a... I'm a stander.
Dude, same.
Like, how high?
Like full stand.
And complete, yeah, stand up, and I'm like completely turn around, like I'm facing the toilet at that point. Yeah,
what?
I'm a complete stander.
Whoa. I'm not a complete stander, but I'm like a
whoa.
Yeah,
you know what? Fuck it. I'm a complete stander. I'll say it.
Yeah, I'm
a face the toilet and wipe.
I don't face
the
toilet.
I mean, that's
well, that's more than complete.
See, I sit down. Like I'll
that's
say
a full 180.
The full 180.
I was saying to them earlier, I sit down and I open my ass and fucking get that one cheek
up.
Fucking up. Yeah, you know what I mean.
You use the grip
like
from the other
more,
seat.
I feel like you get that exactly. better standing.
You
I feel
little,
like I can get a little.
You get a little more clean room. You know.
I did. I do a little half and half. Like it's a half stand, half sit.
Probably.
It's just like
squat.
All right. Yeah. A little squat.
I just
like, I tell everybody I have multiple pair of white underwear.
It blows
so
my mind.
I'm confident in my lack of shit streaks.
Okay,
but like I said, I don't know. I don't know what it is about the stand-up. I just gotta.
It blows my mind that other people don't do what I do.
It's one of those things.
I just
when I read that card and everyone was like, "I don't do what you do," I was like, "Wait, why?"
But it makes sense. Yeah. Though. It's not like you didn't learn to wipe your butt from watching somebody else wipe your butt.
Right, yeah.
Like, somebody
That's
told you
I
to do it,
yeah.
and you're like,
watching
what's the
a
best
YouTube
way
tutorial.
That is pretty crazy about life. Yeah. Like, literally, you just, like, learn. It's your process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, would you wipe your pee done. If no one told you you didn't have to?
Your mom's like do this.
There's already.
This is one thing I think that's universal, though. Everybody goes front to back, right? It's not.
Yeah.
Nobody
goes
back.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that's universal because.
I do a combo. I'll go front to back. We're talking real dirty. This is not where I wanted to
you
end
gotta,
up.
You
well,
gotta
I gotta
definitely,
go back to front,
yeah.
and then I reverse it.
Yeah.
Because
oh,
I'm trying. You
yeah.
don't want it to get caught.
There's the
you're
occasional.
You're going one direction.
I'm not here.
There's
sometimes
the occasional.
You gotta wet,
yeah.
Sometimes you gotta wet the toilet paper a little bit too. You know.
Oh yeah. A little
oh,
wet
I mean, the sink's right next to me, so I'm chilling.
That's
out.
Fair.
Yeah. But
public?
Sometimes
yeah.
you gotta go back to front in
I'm
dire situations. You know, whatever you gotta do.
Everybody has their.
Never gets the job done.
You don't end with back to front ever.
No,
you don't want that shit coming forward.
No. I got another like bathroom question. Then if I asked this on the last episode, but if you're taking a shower, are you taking your clothes in with you?
No.
Or are you taking
usually,
a towel and then coming
no.
out?
Yeah, usually,
towel
usually.
Back into your room.
No, usually I got.
I take the clothes
at least
in.
My bottoms. Like I might
your
put
boxers.
My shirt on in my
yeah,
room.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
but I mean like
boxers.
Pants too. No, pants too.
Pants too.
Like,
that's fine. Yeah, I'm more of a yeah. I'm like an underwear, socks,
that's wild
and maybe
me.
Pants,
yeah,
dude.
Everything that, except for shoes from the waist down.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I go to my room for the rest, but...
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm the
same.
Outlier. No.
Well, you were a towel guy, weren't you not?
Never. Never in my life.
Oh, okay.
Never,
I didn't remember
oh,
your
yeah,
answer.
You brought in your under, like your underwear,
I've always
right?
brought in all my
I always
clothes.
Bring in underwear.
I mean, not
shoes,
obviously. Clothes, that's kind
yeah.
of psychopathic.
It does,
yeah,
it does depend.
That's like a rush job. Like,
yeah.
I gotta get out
I gotta
of
get the fuck
yeah.
out of here. Yeah.
It really okay. depends on how much laundry I have done, too. If I have like
I'm pretty good
brand new fucking laundry, I'll bring the whole damn thing in. But if I got if I'm struggling, it's just underwear and socks.
You
got
to figure it out. You're
you got to
think about this while I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
So I can't bring it in.
Because I've heard like more people
are you a towel
say,
guy?
No, I'm an underwear. It's like underwear and maybe
wait,
a shirt.
We're all going to change our lifestyles after
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. Am I the weird guy walking out of the bathroom in my towel?
Yeah, wipe
you
your
know,
front
I guess
back.
I am.
Everybody's like,
it's in the bits in between.
Like, if
he sits down
to,
when he wipes so yeah. early, so.
If I go to like a wedding or somewhere where like I gotta be like dry. Sometimes you sweat when you get dressed in the bathroom.
This is my
so I
okay?
will sometimes
you're hitting the point.
go, you know, wait and go out in the towel and then get under my fan and then get dressed under the fan.
Yeah, cool off right. a little bit.
So sometimes, because, yeah, you got all the moisture in the bathroom. So you get dressed in the bathroom and you're going somewhere, you're immediately sweating, like literally immediately.
Fair.
So,
yeah.
So that's what I mean. There's a small time where
there's some
I will
outliers.
Do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But well, yeah,
day,
I guess me.
Right.
I'm the fucking
regular
outlier.
Day,
over
I'm bringing
here.
All my shit.
Well, I'm just saying, like, a normal, like, let's say, like, end of the day, like, you're about to, like, go to sleep.
Boom.
You're not going anywhere.
Well, I sleep in the nude, so that's right. no issue.
See, I've done that from time to time, but I'm too scared to, like,
hope your ass is wiped.
Oh, I told you, I go both directions on the wipe.
Oh, his ass is
clear.
You
get what I mean?
He said, yo, yeah. Pause.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a two-way street, his ass
is
clear.
When you have to shit after you shower, that's the worst.
Oh never, dude. Never. You always end it with the shower. Once again.
How do we always get on shit?
Oh, so you would shower again?
Oh, you get back in there and get a rinse.
Oh, I've double shower for sure. Yeah.
I got to get full clean.
You poop, and then you take the shower, and you're like,
you got like the,
still got a shit.
So you'll shower again?
Too.
Oh, yeah.
See, I would just wipe really well, and then.
2 minutes. Just hop in the shower 2 minutes. Yeah. Whatever.
Really
I
well.
I guess it's fair, yeah. Yeah.
Depends how many
little
wipes.
Quick rinse.
True. Is there, if you have a poop with like 5 wipes, that's dirty.
It's always good. No, it's always good to have the removable shower head too. You know, just fucking spray a little
get
bit.
Get over there.
You
know? Yeah.
Okay.
Must like be nice. Mine's anchored in, baby.
Oh man.
Oh
like
man.
The car wash. You can wash your own car.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my god. He's got a full-on fucking gun too.
I was gonna say, yeah. It's just
turn the nozzles. On hardest one.
Just jet power
wash.
Yeah.
His girl knows because he's just screaming the whole time.
Oh shit.
It's okay, baby. Don't.
So what is the fiercest animal you think you could take in a fight?
Great. It's got to be something small.
Yeah, I was going to say a dog.
like a Wolverine
cub.
Or something.
Yeah,
like
I was going to say Wolverine.
A grizzly
cub. Yeah.
I hate animals. I'll admit it, dude.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what
do you
mean
by that?
You're like, not a dog guy?
God damn it, Corey. I'm allergic to dogs, okay?
Oh, you're allergic.
I don't hate dogs, all right? I don't mean to
I didn't know you were allergic.
I didn't mean to like be aggressive on you, but
fuck,
Steve.
I don't
fucking hate dogs.
But no, everyone thinks that. Like, oh yeah, Steve just doesn't like dogs. I'm like, well, no. I mean, I had one, and that's how I found out I was allergic.
Are you allergic to all dogs or just some dogs though?
No,
cats too. Honestly, because
the dander is worse than like my dog is a long-haired dog, and I'm not allergic to her, but I'm allergic to short-haired dogs.
I don't know because I know there's like hyperallergenic
dogs. Exactly. Yeah, you can get like a
but like my
what does that mean?
Double doodle or something.
My ex-girlfriend. My ex-girlfriend had two dogs. Yeah. My ex-girlfriend had two dogs, and like every time I was over there, I fucking hated my life.
Yeah.
Because I had contacts on too, so it's like. Was even worse. Oh. It'd just be like my eyes just get dry on a normal basis anyway. So it's like, I mean, I'm not gonna die, but it's just so funny. Like
inconvenience.
I'm gonna wait.
All right. Well, hey, it is COVID season, so can I give you one? To split. All right.
Yeah.
No.
There we go.
If I get COVID, I'm suing.
No, I've seen him fairly recently.
Oh, no, you're,
I mean,
you're
chill. If either
oh,
one
no,
of us
no,
have
no,
COVID,
dude, we made out earlier, dude.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, no
hey,
worries.
He came
like
over to
that,
my house before we came here. What do you think we did?
Let me give you two facts, all right? One, we got hand sanitizer here. That's a fact.
Oh, I hit that immediately.
Yeah, and first thing he did.
I hit that immediately.
And,
actually, let me get that.
Two.
Sorry, one sec.
The CDC released that only
Only
6% of people that died from coronavirus was because of coronavirus.
Right.
Not because
of
underlying.
A lot of them had it.
There was underlying conditions, whether it was
exactly.
kidney failure
or corona just
kind of
finished
failure.
Them off kind of thing.
Maybe not even.
Corona was the last
it.
Nail
yeah.
in the coffin.
Yeah, they just had it, yeah.
But
yeah,
speaking
I think people,
nailing.
I think the people pretty, well, the
speaking
smart people, I think knew that already. Like when,
well,
you
there
gotta
was
take
there
these facts with a little bit.
There was talk, oh yeah, sorry, man.
No, you're good.
There was like, there was talk, like, the thick, like, mid, I don't know, I would say April, where they were already talking about that everybody who was passing due to ruled death of
COVID, yeah.
would have underlying issues. Yeah. Like, if somebody went in and something severe, like, oh, this person died of a brain tumor.
Yeah,
something
like
insane.
Kidney failure or something, or
but it's
you,
COVID.
But yeah.
Like
yeah.
that's how they
if
would
they had
deem
it. They would qualify.
Yeah,
it as
because
a COVID.
There's, yeah. I mean, there's so much politics into it. But you know, hospitals were getting huge funding due to.
But like, do you really blame them? Do you really blame them for pumping
either.
The numbers? Though
I mean, I don't blame them if they're getting money. Well, I still have black.
I mean, it's
just
a hospital.
To create.
Like, I mean,
yeah.
I'm really gonna be mad that a hospital is getting more money to
right.
fund the things that hospitals
yeah.
do,
especially
like,
in a fucking pandemic.
You guys remember the
the Area 51 raid.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That happened in September 2019.
Did it actually happen?
A couple people went.
Gotcha.
The dude that so crazy for the dude that orchestrated it and like created the Facebook event.
Yeah.
There's an interview of him on CNN or whatever like that, and he won't look into the camera. He's like, yeah, I don't think it's a good idea that we should go there, so we're not gonna go there. I canceled the event, and he's like not looking in the camera. So there's like a sub conspiracy theory behind like, you know, the FBI went and talked to him.
And cameras steal your soul too. But, you can't look right into them.
Yeah, but
dude, I love the memes of like just like saying what up to my FBI agent. You're just like,
But that event was scheduled for September 2019, and the very first case of coronavirus was September 2019. So the conspiracy theory is that the aliens found out that people were, you know, had a incline that that they were onto them, that they basically used coronavirus to kill off the weak. That way of being able to not controlling the higher ups like the government and the president and stuff like that. They're like, okay, coronavirus, all these fucking all these Facebook people are coming in trying to kill us. They know we're here. All right, let's kill some of them. Let's kill all the old. Let's kill all the weak. All the people with the underlying conditions. Let's kill the aliens. Are like, let's kill all of them so we can continue to control the lizard people of the government.
Zuckerberg.
That also goes into confirmed.
So you can't tell me you don't stumble on that shit on YouTube. You're like, what?
The aliens started coronavirus because of the Area 51 raid.
That also goes into I mean, obviously, recently they admitted these are UFOs. Mm-hmm. Aliens have been here. Yeah. So I feel like, why are you telling us this now? Mm-hmm. I mean, even though we already knew because we're not fucking stupid.
Right.
But it's all right, now you're admitting to it after denying it for this long, and the aliens have given us coronavirus.
It was like late March, I think, right at when they were like, okay, stay home, COVID-19.
I remember March being the most fucked.
But they came out that the White House released like a ton of UFO documents. Everybody took it as just like they're trying to distract us from something.
It was about
COVID, COVID coming from the government or something being made in a government lab.
I've heard conspiracy
like
theories
that.
Like that, where we're going the Chinese route of like this is population control, low key.
Mm. Oh yeah, of
and
course
it was put out to.
I mean, we're gonna kill all the. Who is the first country to have it? Who is the country with the biggest
Wuhan.
Population control
yeah,
issue?
Wuhan.
Yeah, Wuhan.
So it's
Wuhan had it in September 2019, and have you guys seen the American Quarter for 2020?
No.
You see that what the design is on the American Quarter for 2020?
Oh,
isn't
it
it's a bat.
Bat?
Yeah. A flying bat or a baseball bat? Just for clarification.
A flying bat.
Okay. A baseball bat would be American.
That's
super American, yeah.
I was like,
can you look up the 2020?
Put a Louisville Slugger on the quarter.
Is that real?
That'd be sick. I'd be more
in Kentucky.
That, honestly, because in 2019 they knew.
Oh.
And also, did you guys know?
It on the bats.
If we're going to continue
I'm slow.
Conspiracy route, is that Wu-Tang Clan.
Damn, that's very
Wu-Tang
fucking vivid, too. Yeah, what is sexy girl hobo nickel coin?
Yeah, 1881 was wild.
Dude, I'm sorry, but
they're going to look
just a couple of bats and then
I know.
Couple
sexy
of bats
girl
and a slug.
Yeah. Hobo. What makes it a hobo nickel? Did he make it himself?
Girl, the girl, yeah. I think, is the hobo, maybe.
She looks like an anime character.
But is this now, because quarters are based off states.
Sometimes.
Is there a stat on it? It's just a national park.
But like, what's on the generic like quarter? Just like an eagle?
It's a state of current event.
On the back of the generic quarter?
I feel like
the states
you're talking of, though, is because they were like, that was like part of a thing, of like a collector's type thing where you had to get all 50 states.
No, but that's been a thing every fucking year, I feel like.
Yeah, but that might be
I mean,
done.
It's probably the same image,
but I'm
still
just saying that might be done. Oh, shit. That might be done, though, is what I'm saying. Like all 50 states might have been out already.
They do new ones, too. I'm
they
update them.
Yeah, they update them.
Okay. It's not, yeah, not every year.
You don't want to see the southern states before they started doing that. It's not good.
The bat
fucking lab or whatever where it started at in China.
Here it is.
They started. Jesus.
Did they already have it? It's a fucking thing already.
Oh yeah. It's out.
I have one in my car.
Oh, I didn't know it was a thing. I thought you just said it.
Like, yeah, I have one in my car. I found one and I was like, whoa. And this was before I even knew about it. Like, I got it back just like getting coffee one day. I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Do they have a statement about it? Do they have like a reason?
I don't know. I've never really looked into it. But apparently, like, the whole bat lab type thing or whatever was like, did you guys hear like a bunch of monkeys stole the coronavirus? Yep. And then...
I mean,
it was basically like a transport. It was basically like a transport, scheme to get it to North Carolina.
I feel like somebody gave it to him. It was like, run, monkey, run. Yeah. And then they went
run to America.
That monkey escaped with the coronavirus. Yeah. Just so you know. I don't know who let the monkey out.
They gave that monkey a Delta ticket to North Carolina, you know? Like,
celebrates American Samoa on the relief features in a mother fruit bat.
Well, yeah.
That's their cover-up?
Well, I don't know about cover-up. They may have just done it for humanitarian reasons.
It's for a park. It's a park-specific coin.
Yeah, yeah. It said, like, Samoa relief of the mother fruit bat.
Yeah, why, yeah.
You know, coincidence. I think it can sometimes be misleading.
Coincidence.
If you use a bat quarter in the Bram Stoker's Dracula pinball machine, you get a free game.
Do you guys ever think about like shit like this though? Do you think they do that type of shit on purpose just to like have us sit in here and talk about this shit to like
sometimes
alleviate us?
I bet they're like, yeah, let's fuck with them. Yeah,
we probably all have the same FBI agent.
You know, they're all listening to us on our phone right now.
Yeah. It's just one dude.
You just look in the camera like, what up, homie?
Like, these motherfuckers are stupid. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, they're talking about the Bitcoin.
They're talking about the Bitcoin.
Finally.
It worked.
About time.
We made that in September.
Yeah. We didn't even know about this shit.
Watch real crazy.
Cheers.
Yep.
Cheers.
Ooh.
That's funny. Why didn't they call it Quattro Crazy? I guess Four Loko is better.
Yeah, Four Loko is. You guys ever heard of the...
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's just like
too much.
Rubbing will fuck you up.
Sorry. I've never drank a full one.
This is my first Four Loko ever.
This is honestly the best kind, too.
Yeah,
the
watermelon. Cheers, boys.
Yeah, the watermelon's not bad.
Yeah, that's all they had.
They really don't have any bad ones. Right?
They have some that are just fucking heinous, dude.
And
I mean, I'm pretty
I couldn't name a flavor for you, but I know there's some that are just fucked.
The grape is pretty, this is too grapey. I don't know.
Yeah,
but it's literally like getting
it's like a bitter taste to it.
What are those little, you can get like those little mixed drinks things in a can. It's like getting one of those and pouring extra liquor on top of it.
Okay,
pretty much what a Four Loko is like.
I just remember hearing about Four Loko my freshman year in high school. Yeah. And I remember it was the end of the year and we went to our first summer party. And sure enough, all the kids had them. And at that point, I wasn't drinking. So I was just sitting back watching, you know,
shenanigans,
everything pop off. Yeah. And I think it was still when they had like,
oh yeah, the first one I ever had was the energy
like
it
was like an energy drink and alcohol,
which people were like,
people had heart attacks.
So it must have been like 10 o'clock at this party, probably started at like 7. There were kids already passed out in the backyard, just
easily
gone.
What is about to go Western mean?
And I'm going.
I
more
say it
dirty.
Involves guns immediately. But
okay,
that's all
I'm thinking.
Know.
A feeding off that, feeling that energy. I'm thinking the tip of a rifle in a butthole. Dry fire.
This
heart attack of a lifetime, but the most rush you've ever felt.
Cue Alex's quote.
The sexual
it's not
situation.
Always sexual.
No.
Is it not?
No. But my whole thing is like, it's just the act of the insertion is like, whoa, or it's like you're ripping one off.
I think both the act of, whoa, surprise, insertion in the butthole. Who expects that?
Nobody.
And then the dry fire.
What was the actual
Russian
like a dry fire meaning you click with no ammo in, you're like, oh, I almost died there kind of thing.
Yeah,
what was the actual phrase again? Going Western?
Shit's like about to go Western.
About to go Western.
I think
that was
about
to go Western. About to go Western.
Yeah, like a, you know, just a fucking old fashioned bar fight.
Yeah. Shit's about to go down.
Yeah.
Basically. It's basically like that.
Not always,
but it's only four country people. We can't get in a fight and be like, shit's about to get Western. It's only if, like,
it's
country,
southern,
like...
Southern bar fight. Everyone's accent changes for some reason.
You often say it when or if cattle gets loose. So it's also if like cattle gets loose, you're like, oh, shit's about to fucking happen.
Did you just spill my Four Loco?
Shit's about to go Western.
Yep.
Or you could also use it as if you're at a NASCAR race and a car flips and you say, oh, shit's about to get Western. What is shine boxing?
All right, I'm going to go way not sexual this time because of my first answer.
What you got?
Shine boxing is where you oil yourself up in all this Vaseline and then you box. Everything's slipping off.
Nope.
You're covered in.
I think that's covered in oil.
Nope.
Logically, that's fair. That's a solid one.
First thing that comes to mind.
Yeah. Well, all I can think about is literally The Shining and fucking Doctor. What is it, Doctor Sleep or whatever it was?
Gotta go in an elevator. It's full.
So it has something to do with psychics, but I'm pretty sure that's not it. So.
No. Yeah. No. I think of like you said, shine boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shine boxing. So a shiner is a punch in the face, right? So you're only allowed to hit people in the face. You're boxing, but you're only allowed to hit people in the face. Shiner. Okay. A shiner. You're literally only allowed to.
See, I feel like you guys.
Now that you put that in my head, though, it makes it sound like it's something you do to make sure you get a black
a shiner.
Eye. Like to
oh, you're probably like you're going out of your way to get a shiner.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, ooh, fulfill a story. Boxing.
You're like, I don't get snow days anymore, so yeah. I'm trying to fucking.
Like you, have you guys ever seen Detroit Rock City?
No.
It's not an old movie. It's like from late '90s, early 2000s. Long story short, a bunch of kids try to go to see Kiss in Detroit, and all this shit happens, and at the end of the movie, they just beat each other the fuck up because they're trying to tell a story that they got beat up for their tickets. But that's kind of what it reminds me of. Okay. Like you're fighting somebody
shine
specifically
okay.
to get a shine.
To say,
so
hey, like I...
Just what, all right. That's just what all you right. put in my head.
That's Jason. Solid, yeah. What do you think?
I like that.
Rise and shine. First thing you're doing is boxing.
That's all right. Wake up.
Dude, you guys
are way better.
You guys are creative
right
as fuck today.
Man.
I like this.
Look at this guy coming up with his own answers. I love it, baby.
Oh, he always goes, I was going to say what Steve said and then never.
I'm going to go with Steve on this one.
Well, it's not even. I honestly think your answers are better. It's the act of insulting someone via a reference to an embarrassing event in their past. The term was popularized by a scene in Goodfellas in which Billy Batts admonishes
Tommy
DeVito.
Alex needs to like buy rights to Urban Dictionary because we come up with some these childhood, fucking
childhood
way better.
You can sponsor by Urban Dictionary.
Like
we need to, yeah.
Like go home and get your fucking shine box like attacking someone based on like shameful shit they did.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
though,
but
I guess.
Is it a dramatic irony? Only you and me know? You know what I mean? It's an inside joke.
Our last guest was like, look this up. I put it in. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I've never had that before.
Oh, yeah, he had one that he put
that's
in there. Yeah.
Urban Dictionary is like what Wikipedia used to be.
Dude, I swear.
Yeah. Wikipedia is actually like kind of accurate now, which is funny because the whole joke was like, put Wikipedia as a source.
Never, dude, truthfully, you can update. I mean, people go on and see shit that's bullshit and then they call it, and that's how it gets
filtered.
Well,
you can change it.
Yeah, yeah.
Initially, bullshit gets put on there.
Should we tell them about linebacker?
Yeah.
I don't remember the definition.
Look it up. Look up linebacker.
Line or line?
What do you think linebacker
like a linebacker.
Like I'm talking
not
about
football
a,
related.
No, it's not football related.
It's about amphetamines. It's
I was thinking coke.
That's what I was thinking.
Well,
too,
our answer
was... Well, tell them the original answer first.
Okay. So it's a short, fat girl who usually stands in the way of hitting on a hot girl at a bar.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Yeah.
But our guest, their answer was... basically, when your girlfriend's out of town and you need that helping hand, your homeboy comes in and linebacks you.
Yeah.
Oh.
He jerks you off for you. Because you don't want to jerk yourself off.
I mean, that's way out the way.
Yeah.
That seems like a bit of a stretch.
But they said that shit? But for me to ask that question,
like,
then to say that shit.
That's funny. But
do you think that's a more creative answer than the fat girl at the bar? For a linebacker?
Yeah.
Well, funny thing, I don't know.
Which is what
I've seen a lot of movies. I don't know if you guys ever seen My Best Friend's Girl with Dan Cook and Jason Mendoza.
Yeah.
He says it in that movie.
Have you seen Dan
Cook?
At the
very
now?
Beginning, when he's talking to the thin girl at the bar, her pregnant
linebacker,
friend,
yeah.
he
does
calls
he,
her
no,
linebacker.
Yeah, he does.
He literally calls her linebacker. He calls her Brian Urlacher, actually.
Damn.
He calls her Brian Urlacher.
So it's another step.
There might be like
he
an
says
example.
The name linebacker.
Whoa.
That's why, as soon as he started saying it, I was like, oh, yeah. I know what he's talking about.
Dan Cook.
I was trying to get creative because I was like, well, it's got to be something off the.
What is a what's a toady? Like, meaning a toad, like a little frog, and then why? That's how you spell it.
Toady?
Yeah, toady.
Toady.
What's that mean?
I got nothing. You
said that. There's a
what
toad
was your example?
Y. Oh, you're saying that's what
I just said. That's how you spell it. Okay. Like a toad Y.
Oh, so, toady. You saying toad though now makes me think of frog positions.
No, it has nothing to do with frogs.
Okay. Mm. Well, then I take back my squatting analogy.
I
was going off
with. I got nothing. I
first thing comes to mind. Yeah. Just, yeah, literally.
Maybe
anything.
Like psychedelic stuff, like licking the back of a toe, but no, I got nothing.
Hmm.
Toady.
Like you're kind of.
Toady would be that homie that hops from group to group.
Oh.
That's the first thing that came to mind,
oh, like
even
that.
Though it's not
this,
even
this, the answer on this one
related yeah. to frogs.
The answer on this one is lackluster, but I just want the answer. Like, basically what you guys say is way more important than what the answer is.
Yeah. I mean, toady, you obviously look at, like, the girl kissing the girl, and she becomes hotter. Maybe it's, like, a girl that you're not that really into.
Oh. Probably she glows up later.
And you hang out with her, and then, like, she's, like, you know, she's kind of cooler than you thought, you know?
Okay.
See, totally. I thought you meant like the girl you like you made out with. She's okay. But then, like 5 years later, she's fucking.
Either
way,
I think they're one and the same.
Because you kiss a toad, you kiss a toad, and it becomes the princess or
yeah.
whatever, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, she's not that great. Like she's not that great.
She just gets better.
She's not that attractive. But then you make out with her, and you find out
clouded.
She's like kind of cooler than you thought. You know?
She climbed your clout.
Yeah.
What you got?
Gained awareness. I mean, truthfully. Toady, first thing I think of is a...
Yep, first thing that comes to mind. Spit it.
It's a ginger lady with a red bowl cut. She's a toady. I mean...
Super specific.
Yeah, like I said, this is lackluster. It's one who flatters in the hope of gaining favors. So...
Okay.
Sounds like the
so it's the toad itself.
Dude.
It's the toad
yeah,
itself.
Yeah. What is twatching? So it's watching with a T in front of it.
Twat and watching.
Why don't
I'm
go
on
hand
board.
In hand.
I'm on board with this.
I mean, it has to do with something.
Twat watching.
Clitoris, from what I've heard.
Watching.
Is it maybe like pervs?
I'll do it.
No,
you're watching a twat. It's pretty obvious here.
No,
it's in the name.
It's not that self-explanatory.
No. Maybe with Twitter?
Maybe.
Related to Twitter? Like people that watch people's Twitters? I don't know. I'm done. I'm just not going to say
it. Oh, yeah. Like watching live tweets?
Yeah,
that would be a good one, yeah.
Maybe.
That is it?
I thought Chris was going to get us close.
Oh, my God.
It's basically
God.
Living a live event experience through Twitter notifications.
That's holy dumb, shit. All right. Hey, we worked on that one together. That was it.
Holy shit. Yo, 27 episodes in. Oh, he wasn't here for all 27 episodes.
No.
But this guy come up with his own answers,
and
he got the right one.
You gotta start doing that. It's the act of experiencing
cheers,
an ongoing
cheers.
Television show
cheers.
Or event via live
cheers.
Twitter monitoring. Yeah, there you go. I gotta get the... What generation, in terms of, like, going from analog to digital, you think will be the most, like, adaptive? Because I think, like...
Adaptive? Oh, yeah. Hang on. You know what? Well, answer Alex's question, and then I'll answer what I think you guys are about to
ask. So, like, if you think of, like, a generation, whether it's, like, mine and his, you're...
But we're all in the same generation.
Right, but I'm saying, like...
How old are you guys?
I'm 34.
Him and I are 24.
Yeah.
He's 34.
34?
34, yeah.
Wow. Told you he doesn't
34?
Look old.
Yeah,
okay. Told you he's young as fuck.
I thought you were
last
young.
Name is
Damn,
young,
yeah.
forever young, baby.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shit.
But I guess what I'm saying is, like, we still had the experience of, like...
You said, how old are you?
24. He's 24, yeah.
24. Okay.
We like I wouldn't say we would play Pong, but we play like Super Nintendo. We went
honestly,
from
we
like flip phones and shit.
I think
we
went through
together.
All
no,
the
I,
same
I,
stuff.
In honestly, in life, yes. But
so
all I'm saying is like
your, yeah,
we had the generation where shit would change and evolve, but we like would adapt with it because we had the shitty analog stuff now to the crazy digital stuff. But kids only grow up on fucking iPads now.
Well,
yeah.
So are we the most like adaptive generation? I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, they say we're the best generation just because we had the
we've seen both ends of it.
Like I've wrote papers on typewriters. I've wrote papers on Microsoft Word. Like,
right.
I've done both of those things. I've lived life, you know, with nothing.
Okay, so that's actually a really good example. Is the if you want to go into the actual term of adaptive is it goes into the actual person itself.
Yeah.
I
true.
Think
right.
that,
absolutely.
Yeah. I think
absolutely.
It's
by what I mean by that is like a new something comes out and your ability
Irishman.
To fucking learn it.
No, but if you think of the Irishman, whoever edited the Irishman or had to do the CGI to Irishman and figure
right.
out how to make
yeah.
Robert De Niro young, the fact that we have that technology and that's going to forever evolve, that technology of film you know, After Effects or whatever it like, is that, the like, idea 4D, of this 4D cinema, gone? The 4D cinema, I mean, no, whatever.
You still need
you're
that
always
body,
gonna
though.
Need. You're
still
always going to need.
Who can just do different things, yeah. You're
for, like Gemini Man. I just watched Gemini Man. Will Smith can fucking do a roundhouse kick. But they got a stuntman that couldn't. You can do yeah. fucking face
he
on.
Can. Yeah. He can't. You're forever going to need yeah. human reaction you've to handle. Create those things.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
You're,
yeah.
But the adaptiveness of it, like right now, with the technology, if you have that person that can be able to use that technology to the potential that it is, it's going to be the best.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. If you're looking yeah. at like someone,
it's just
who
more
has,
natural.
If you have somebody that has the idea of being able to create that type of thing in the Atari world of the 80s, you're not going to be able to adapt
Tron.
That way. You know what
right.
I mean?
Tron right. wasn't
but
a big
Tron,
movie when it came out.
But for Tron now...
But for a game like yeah. GTA to adapt
now,
that and like throw in that same mode is also fucking
but
sick.
But if you recreate Tron now with somebody that can create with that technology of yep. making it that much bigger, that's the... That's the
yeah.
the step up that you have of that.
Yep. Yeah. It's, and it, mm-hmm. like you said, it's forever evolving.
It's
like,
forever
it
evolving.
It gets better
yeah.
probably
the more
every day.
Yeah, the more technology
day.
Evolves and you have that person that is willing to evolve with it,
yep.
it's going to forever move up.
Right, yeah, but I guess I'm just saying the ability of like going from physical to digital where it's like we know both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
yeah.
Right, right.
Like
I would
say,
probably...
I think the cutoff might be 20 years... 20 years old, maybe? Like, you guys...
99,
like I said, you
honestly.
Guys barely... Probably barely made the...
I mean, honestly,
right,
yeah.
no, we yeah, honestly but, caught the tail end of it, yeah. but another reason is that I'm surprised with some of the customers that I work with. They'll be older people.
And,
I'm talking
the,
like...
I worked with him at the camera shop before I went to...
What?
Right, the company
so,
I don't
well,
want to talk about.
Gotcha. Working
but,
with
yeah.
cameras, editing on the computers and everything, you know, there's either...
Photoshop...
It, yeah,
yeah,
exactly. There's either people that have no clue about it,
yeah.
or there will be the like this older generation, and I'm talking like they'll be
fucking 60, 70,
yeah,
yeah,
pushing 60 or so.
You're telling someone how to open the app,
it,
not how
right.
It
but,
you're
but
like this
there,
is where you click.
It, yeah. Exactly. There will
yeah.
be people that know it though.
Yeah,
and it's just—I mean, it's cut from a different cloth. It's just
like
yeah,
you. Like Rotobrush.
Okay. But I,
yeah.
my guess,
yeah.
my example was
yeah,
you
I've
have the
that.
People who don't fucking know shit because
exactly.
it's so old. Mm-hmm. You have the people who—that's all they know—and you're in the middle where you got both.
Right,
oh,
but then
the
there's
okay.
also,
that's what I'm saying.
There's
you
also
know both
those,
ends.
There's also those people that adapt with it. They're
would,
like, okay, I'm gonna
say,
learn how to use this.
Super old, like those 70-year-old people that they had the first computer.
To answer,
like I
this computer,
like I just bought a new MacBook Pro. Like you know, it's just like, oh, holy shit, okay, cool.
I worked for Apple for 3 years. I did Apple tech support.
To answer Alex's question, then I would say like early thousands. Where it was to
yeah.
the point where like the internet
I'm saying no more than 2003.
Yeah, where like the internet
yeah.
was normal and we were accepting of it. Where we're like, oh,
yep.
Photoshop? That's kind of sick.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mm-hmm. can fucking
that was
I
new.
I still use paint.
I can edit out the background.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, we
can
ship
paint
it.
At work.
Like, yeah,
yeah,
we
can
ship
it.
I
do not use Photoshop.
Yeah.
I still
I
use
know.
Fucking Microsoft
that's
Paint.
Sick.
I
think,
and I do everything that they do.
So you cannot do what I do in paint. You can't, and I will tell you that. Yes, I will bet you whatever you want.
I've been using paint
right
since
now.
Day one.
You ain't gonna make this. You ain't gonna make this psychedelic
like
fucking.
By the way,
I remember you sitting in the. You were literally on Slide Studio because we had nothing to do in Campus Martius, and I was like, "Why don't you make something grayscale?" He's like, "Fuck that." I was like. Like no black
he said
and white.
It to you.
Yeah, I was like, make something black and white. He's like, no, it's stupid. And I've never seen you make anything black and white, which is fine. But it's always like this crazy, like psychedelic. Like it would be like that's
to say, look at him.
Did you
that's,
see? Did you
that's
see
the most. That's the most black and white thing I've ever seen in my life.
Did you see the artwork he did for?
I was gonna say he's
yeah.
at
single.
Yeah.
He's at yeah.
eight. Green and pink
crazy.
And
yeah, that
there's
wild,
nothing wrong with
dude.
That.
That
but I just remember
wild.
Him like I'm like, dude, make something crazy. I was like, no, fuck
that's
that.
The best.
Damn. Okay.
Not even to really put the dollar amount out there because you're early. I mean, you're new and obviously I'm broke. But that's the best $50 or no, $100. That's the best $100 I ever spent in my life, dude.
Dude, yeah.
Like that shit was fucking. Dope yeah. as hell. He made
you,
cool
you do shit
together.
Like in your spare time. You do shit.
Oh yeah.
He made artwork.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
Let me pull this up.
I'd like
it.
To say now I've shirked my responsibilities. I focus on making
you,
cool shit for.
I would
yeah.
say your style
see,
is
yeah,
psychedelic.
That's ours right there.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah.
So
okay,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
So you're
that's
more.
What he did for us. Me
so
and,
this
me
is Chris.
Our,
yeah, that's
shit.
Chris.
Yeah.
That's Mike.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I would say your style is like psychedelic.
Yeah. But
and you can correct me.
It's based in realism. You know, it's based in the point. Like, when you go back up and we're just doing faces. Well, actually, yeah, the down lower is the coolest shit. Those toys are what I really want to.
These are like the 3D ones?
Yeah.
Like, physically made those?
Yeah.
Like 3D printers?
With a pen.
Or 3D pens, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn.
Ba, ba, ba.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's dope as hell.
No, but I'd love to.
You're like a real life 3D printer. You're like a walking, talking 3D printer.
Four Loko, huh?
Yeah, how are you doing over there, Steve?
Four Loko. It looks like it's not here, let me a feel lot that. Left in that can
there's
for the
not
way
a
he
lot,
turned.
No.
Yeah, let me feel that.
There's a lot in mine.
Let me feel that.
There's a lot in mine.
Oh, okay. He's doing good.
He's doing
yeah,
good.
Yeah, he got less than me.
Yeah.
You got about third.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't even do it, so
I think I've taken
it. Anything.
I've yeah, take your share hands. And.
Oh my God!
No.
Yeah.
Let
me see Alex's.
Oh shit!
Heavy baby. That's heavy.
No.
Wait, let me hold it. Let me get the full hold.
Yep.
Yeah, let me.
That's me, heavy.
See what he's working with.
Oh my God!
Yeah, we're.
No, cheers me with your empty half-ass.
No, damn. That's bad luck. I can't do that.
Why is that bad
I'll
luck?
I'll cheers
you. Can't
you
cheers with an
yeah,
empty
no,
can.
It's not empty yet.
I'm with. No, it's
empty.
Oh, it's
empty.
That's empty.
All right. Cheers.
All right.
I'm close, though. I'm close behind
Alex
you, though.
And I are staying straight.
I'm gladly struggling, yeah. I'm not ashamed at all.
I'm glad I live here. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, too, back on the music tip,
yeah,
like influences. Like anything you look up to specifically or...
I'm going to grab a beer.
Specific artists, you know, anything.
Anybody need one? Oh, you, okay.
I mean, we do have. I mean, obviously, I would say Eminem is probably one of our biggest influences, just from, like I said, the time we grew up and like.
Or from where you're from?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Obviously, I'm where good. We're from, and that played a big
role.
Oh,
I'm good.
On it. Yeah, I'm still good right now. Right now, I mean, we're actually a lot influenced by a lot of those younger dudes, man. Like your Lil Uzi Vert. Like I'm not a big Lil Uzi Vert. Fan, like I like maybe two of his songs, or like Young Thug, I maybe like four Young Thug songs, but
right.
They kind of influence us to modernize a lot of the stuff that we do. So we kind of are on that same level. So we kind of, I wouldn't say we look up to them, but we are definitely influenced by those people.
I
listen to a lot of other shit. Like my favorite individual artist is John Mayer.
There'd be times we'd be that's a checker, like we'd be a checker bar and we play like the what was it the.
It is kind of interesting, though, to look at, like, the newer rappers, all the littles and youngs,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The littles and youngs.
And,
my rapper name is actually Young, but that's because that's my last name. So it's not Young anything, it's just...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no.
But I mean,
I'm sorry.
Like, it's kind of interesting to just kind of, like...
Like Unchained
that style.
Yeah.
Unchained Melody, Righteous Brothers. That's what I meant.
Oh yeah.
Like I played that in
Ghost.
Checker Bar, and he's like,
oh,
ooh.
Yeah, Ghost.
I was like,
yeah
like,
he
has
like,
it.
Oh,
he's
fuck
got
is
the
Ghost. I'm like... Yeah. Ghost fucking Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Yeah.
But once again, I remember I'm 10 years older.
Yeah.
So I have to kind of take that into account, too.
That's crazy. I honestly thought you were younger than me.
No, yeah.
Told you, he looks young.
Old guy.
Yeah.
I'm
it's
old
in
guy.
The name.
This guy's young.
I'm 29.
He's young.
How do you know Becca?
Oh, shit.
You know Becca from Fiverr?
Oh, she knows Becca.
Or no, he knows Becca. Yeah.
I know her from. Town Pump. She used to work at Town
she
Pump.
She used to get hammered
Town
here.
Town Pump to
yeah,
week.
She worked at
just
Town Pump.
Every Friday we would get blasted with her.
Her friend Chelsea, my
Becca,
friend.
Becca.
And I don't want to give out.
Oh, Chelsea.
So I don't want to give out. You know Chelsea?
Yeah.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Oh,
no.
Hey, slow it down. That's not.
I went to get
Mike.
This
I was
going to
say,
oh,
it's not a step of just a face of you.
My friend Mike had a thing for Chelsea. And Becca's her friend. She started working there.
She used to come over here all the time in 2017.
Yeah, every weekend. Every weekend.
Chelsea's mobile.
But so
anywhere you needed
to
be.
She started working there, and so we just went there all the time. And like, so when Chelsea wasn't there, Becca was usually there. So she hooked us up, and we drank there. And then she ended up going to Firebird, which a lot of Town Pump people did.
Yeah.
So she hooked us up at Firebird too. So that's
oh, she's
how it goes. But yeah, mainly because
that's pretty cool.
I had a friend that was into her friend, and we were like, we might as well make this relationship professional. And I was like, I'm going to benefit from it. I'm going
to
make sure I benefit from it.
Everybody
she's cool.
Has to
like,
keep their mouth.
Like, Becca's cool as hell. Chelsea's cool as hell.
Becca's the best,
Chelsea's husband's cool as hell. What the fuck is it? Logan, he's cool as
hell. I just remember going into Firebird or something.
But I just want to make sure I drop all the information in there.
He said someone's married.
I'm not
married.
Trying to do anything
okay.
with anybody, just so everybody knows.
I just remember going to Firebird one time and like Becca runs over.
You cut out whatever you want to cut out. I'm going to put all my truth on.
Becca runs over and hugs me at Firebird one time. He's like, how the fuck you know her?
Exactly. No,
I was like, only if you knew, boy.
She's a little bit older, too. She's like, Billy fucking did it!
Yeah! right.
Holy shit.
They, but they,
yeah, you can be here. You guys want to see? This, yep. Is, this is the highlight
this
of 2017.
This is basically a very good summary of 2017.
Oh, wait, who is that? Was that
That was me, yeah.
I was saying, well, you guys actually look very similar.
That was me, yeah.
That's my kitchen.
Nice.
Long ass hair?
Yeah, dude, this is what we did every fucking...
Dude,
that was me too.
It was literally daily.
Oh! Becca.
Wow.
You got the fucking sandstorm.
Dude, that's better than anything I've ever did at college.
That's the garage right there.
Becca again.
That's Becca. That's my room.
2017 was a fucking mess.
Yo, Zach's having a party at his house this Saturday. You guys want to go?
I'm in, yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, Saturday, I can't.
You can't?
Going to a wedding, remember?
What?
That was me, too. I had some long ass hair, man.
I just don't want to go with Adam.
Eminem?
This is a crazy
video. Bro.
Dude, I'm finding that one.
Duh.
I got to show that one.
I say this music. Obviously makes it way hyper.
So you know what's funny? So the basketball clip of us out here, right? Our neighbors hate us, right? And those clips right there were like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
They were so bummed. Yeah. We brought like this light up above you right there. I like literally lit up the driveway. We're like screaming.
Yeah,
like,
we literally had like floodlights lighting up the fucking driveway.
They were not hyped.
My greatest moment was the 8-10 split. I couldn't get the 7-10, but I got an 8-10.
7-10 is...
So I got an 8-10 when I was pretty hyped.
I posted
it.
Because
I turned around and like was walking towards the camera as it hit 10.
Dude, it's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. This is the highlight of my fucking life. We would always just throw two balls at once, right?
One ball, two ball.
Oh, my God. Wow.
He grabs the camera.
Dude, have you guys ever been
fucking wild?
Let me see, what was that?
Boom!
Let's go.
But yeah, we would just do that. Like, I've had so many fucking videos on my phone where just like two of us would just huck it and get a strike on accident.
Do you remember when you won a whole game?
Yeah, so Lucky Strike had a contest on Facebook.
You guys know what Lucky Strike is, right? Yeah.
And you could, so if you had like the craziest bowling moment, you could do it. And what actually won
was
like
a contest on their Facebook.
Yeah, so my buddy came out of the bathroom and threw a strike, and they thought that was the best. So they
literally gave us like a free night of bowling.
Free meal, free drinks, and then like
dude, it was
two
sick.
Games
you guys
of bowling.
Ever go bowling?
Huh?
No, I haven't.
You
never gone
bowling?
Bowling?
No,
we should go bowling one day.
That shit looks fun.
I've been, yeah.
That's also like less than 10 minutes from
is
my house.
Is that still
like,
open, though?
Oh, yeah. They got an outdoor thing right now.
Oh,
damn.
Really?
No, if you guys want to go bowling, man, name a day. And
dude, I'm down.
Name a
day.
That looks fun. That looks fun.
But they have a thing called a bonk. If you hit the middle pin on your first throw, and you knock only that pin over, you win the game. The game's over.
So it's just the head pin. If you just hit the head pin?
Okay, yeah.
No, the middle pin.
No, the middle
the
pin.
Head
pin.
Okay.
Oh, bro.
Center
that's,
of the pin.
I mean,
does that happen?
But no,
that's one
it
in
happens rarely.
Five
when you do it, they ring a horn. It's like a fog horn, like loud as fuck.
That's
and you get to write your name on a board.
Do you get an alligator or stuffed animal?
Yeah.
You get a stuffed animal.
So we should definitely go foaling. I recommend
yo,
it.
I'll be down
any time to go foaling.
So we won this lucky strike contest based off of my friend rolling a strike. Came out of the bathroom with the ball, rolled a strike, and they're like, you won the contest.
Why
blah,
do
blah.
You have the ball in the bathroom?
Who knows? I recreated it with this video.
Yeah,
though.
He did it at the actual place. Yeah. We did it actually.
Oh, this is where
was
we
it
won
same
the contest.
Night or a different night?
No, it's the night we won the contest.
We won. Oh. So this is the location that we won it at.
So we redeemed it. I came out of the bathroom. I went a fucking long
with
way
with the Golden Knights fucking shirt.
Yeah, because the bathroom was like at the
Let's
other
go.
End of the building of like
Let's
where our lane was.
I shit you not, first try.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I filmed this,
and I remember the staff being like, "What the fuck is this kid doing?"
Yeah.
Well, I mean, dude, he's hard as fuck. Look at him.
Right.
The ball. You know, he's going for a strike. Fucking joking.
Of course, I fucking did
drop
it.
Drop it.
That curve. That yeah.
Dude, you know what? You know what's funny?
That's all I needed. I can die now.
So you call it the curve, right? Mm. You know what's funny? Alex and I, it was Mother's Day. It was
what?
Me. It was me. My mom.
Is that when we figured it out?
It was me, my mom, Alex, and my aunt. And we're like, it was like the first time we ever went bowling sober. And Alex and I were like, yo,
Let's figure this out.
Let's figure this out. Learn how to bow for real.
Yeah, let's figure out this curve shit. You know what I mean?
Two middle fingers.
And we're like, literally, we spent the entire time. It was at Vision Lanes in Westland or whatever. And we're like, let's figure this out. You know, we're like trying to figure out the fucking curve. You know,
to me, it's literally flat and then side.
Whether you use your thumbs or not, I don't.
I use thumbs. So you do you go these three?
I only go these two. No,
I go thumb, bow, bow.
Oh, you want to know my secret? I use only the thumb.
Oh. So it's all palms.
So it's thumb and I
fakey.
So
you're fakey.
But you throw it, right? Yeah. You throw it and you answer the phone.
Hello?
You answer the phone.
That's literally how have you been? Are you good?
I just wanted a lesson from your father.
Man, I swear, hello? Like, it was, we all
I'll
bowled,
be back in the morning.
We all bowled. Go to bed. I was the worst bowler out of everybody. Like, my brother and sister both, like, had
was he disappointed?
Bowling. No, I played a different sport. I played football and baseball. I was kind of my thing. But
yeah.
They were, you know, they bowled for a little brief moment of time. He didn't really get, like, this 300 good until, like, probably the last 10 years. He got good, so he wasn't like a prodigy that fell, he was just continually better.
He just got better
and then he got into those older leagues and he's fucking killing, you know,
right,
doing the shit. But he couldn't really teach it a lot, he just knew how to do
Yep.
He just knew how to do it. And
says,
I'm,
watch me.
I also have a.
Can you
a
imagine
with
the
my hands
fucking
too?
Stress? 11 strikes in, you got to get one.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even want to know what that's like.
You got to get those three in a row.
I don't. See, that's exactly. That's what I mean. That turkey at the end, dude. Fuck that.
The crowd is silent.
So I'm gonna ask this question. It'll probably be the last thing because it's a goodie. But why couldn't you make the premiere this year?
You didn't come to a conspiracy theory?
I didn't have a good enough reason.
No.
I'm going to go ahead.
His car got stolen.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's got a good story, too.
It's not a good story. It's a stupid story.
Have you guys ever been to any of my...
No, I literally met them a year ago.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Just explain yourself.
They're good times. They're good. They're very
gang,
good
gang.
Times.
So we like to
he was super excited to come because he was like, dude, he literally texted me. He's like, I can't come. I don't have a fucking car.
I said my car got stolen.
What, downtown?
And I'm not trying to put you on blast. I'm just saying, like,
No. That was actually a great night.
It was a wonderful night.
Until the car thing.
No. Yeah. I got to talk about the car thing. So, we're out.
Oh, yeah.
Checker bar night, yeah.
Checker bar. Right across the street. Get off work.
So, to paint you a picture for you, we park in One Detroit Center or whatever.
Yep.
And that's all you need to know.
I work downtown too.
Come back to the mic.
You're paying there.
One Detroit is honestly like the perfect location. Though.
It's the best.
No,
location.
It's great, but they make you pay $200 fucking dollars a month.
And you know what? I'm okay with that when I know my car's safe.
Wait, it got stolen. It got stolen out of One Detroit.
Out of the lot. Out of the deck, literally in the garage.
And then I go in there
that night.
Not the conspiracy night, but just in general.
Just the night we were out. We were just out. Yeah, that
this
night.
Is a whole different theory.
It was about a week. It was like
a conspiracy.
It was like a week before conspiracy theory night, he was like, right. "Like, no, sorry, man, I can't make it." I was like, "Yeah, you got to
go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead."
And I walk up. I walk down.
Come back a little.
What's going on?
Like a normal work day, or just like a normal checker bar?
Yeah,
it was like a Thursday or something. Friday.
I mean, Thursday, Friday, whatever. Yeah. We're down to get fucked up that day. Yeah, we get off work. It's like 5, 6:30 maybe. It depends on what your shit is, but if you're off, you're gonna go to the bar. We're gonna chill out. We drink. Then we go some places I've never been.
We walk around.
I gotta put
my
backpack away.
You're like
put it
MGM
in my car.
Grand. I'm down.
No, dude,
because
your
computer for work was in your backpack.
Yes, so I
puts
I,
in the car
earlier in the night. I put my backpack back in my car because I was like, I'm down to
which
go
makes
out.
Sense.
Then later that night, I go back to my car. Not there.
No,
I don't go back to my car. Like realistically, yeah.
Well, no, we had went to the car.
Are you like? Are
one
you like,
time before that too?
Are so, you?
But yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had went to the car too throughout that night. We had
someone
stopped
made
the
car
and then came back over to check her. Damn. And so we had actually been in the car. So it had to happen after midnight, you know.
12:31 a.m. And you're inebriated at this time, right?
Well, I mean, I walked around for way too long before I was like, yo, this is a problem. Like, because I walked around trying to, like, be like, all right.
Didn't you like patrol the area with the security guard or whatever too?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's
like, I know it was here.
Well, because I was like,
Detroit's got fucking cameras though, right?
You never know.
Doesn't mean anything.
But didn't they tell you they saw the person?
And they did, and they had.
And we legit fucking the next
paid to get out of the parking structure, which is crazy too.
Yeah.
The next,
yo, I'm out.
But the next day, we're literally just like. Conspiracy theorying, like thinking, like, well, maybe he went out the other end, like someone just punched to get a ticket and went out the other end. Like, we just
and
thought,
we
like,
don't
all
know,
this shit.
But I mean, it makes sense. And like, if I was gonna steal a car, which I haven't, I could take a nice Maserati.
So let's just fast forward. Where did the car go?
The car went on a high speed chase.
His car was actually stolen.
This is no lie. My car went on a high-speed chase. Ford 500. It's
so
a boat.
Let me like backtrack a little.
Yeah, backtrack.
Okay. So this dude stole your car, right?
Get in there.
And he's just like he's like casually like at the gate to like get out of the parking lot, right?
I don't know.
And he's like, "Here's $20."
Which
is worth it for that.
Who knows?
Well, hang on, because I have a question for all three of you.
I really don't know. Yeah.
So when I parked at Greektown when I was at work, right?
Yeah.
And in order for me to get out, I had to badge out. Do you guys not have to do that?
You either have a badge or you have to pay.
If you don't have a badge,
You can also say I lost my ticket and pay $12.
You can pay $12.
So he did the double pitch to chest.
Or it could have also been an inside job where he also had a badge.
Because you can literally drive out the entry. Pull a ticket, and that's open for a second and gone for free.
If you know where you're taking this car from and you know the rules, why wouldn't you be like, I got an inside
ticket while it's up and pull out for free. Homegirls out of the car with your car. High speed chase, what's up?
I don't know. I mean, here's what I was told by the policeman. Your car was involved in the high speed chase. There were three or four police stations involved.
You got a nice car or something? Like,
no.
Was it 2013 Fusion or something?
It's not
like
about
that?
What someone takes. It's about
You say that was the easiest car to steal though?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It was like a 2013. It was like a 2013 Fusion is like the more.
It's
the higher probably car to be stolen.
Huh.
They found it. Did they arrest the guy or
no? So it was like this 15-year-old kid. He had been whipping the
guy. He was 15.
Yes, he was 15 years old.
It makes sense, honestly.
Depends how you look.
That wasn't the guy who stole your car.
No,
didn't he say it was sold to him?
He had the car. He said it was sold to him. Authorities thought. It was sold to his father.
Dude.
Or his father had it.
How long were you away from your car? What the fuck's going on?
Less than a week.
This whole high speed chase was over like a week.
Yeah, it happened a few days.
This didn't all happen in one day.
So let me start from the beginning.
So he found out his car was stolen. I wouldn't say gave up on it because you didn't. But he had a week to file the report.
I may or may not have cried. I cried that night.
It was found like a week later during
the lady was
chase.
Cool. I don't think she was.
I don't
involved,
know why I pictured like you just like not. My car's stolen. Let me fucking.
No, like for it's funny because like for a minute
no,
though,
I did
like,
that
because he hit me up and we talked a little bit and we thought maybe
get
he
a little
just
bit closer.
I was like,
where was.
Yeah, I was like, have I been
and
a fucking
a little
asshole?
Bit closer there, Chris.
But it's what
a little bit closer there.
Oh.
Sorry.
So,
we
thought maybe he forgot what it was, where it was.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
No.
But no, it was actually.
And I was like,
picturing this is all like same night.
No.
So we were asking him about it for a little bit.
Well, actually, the day after.
Oh, every day he would just like give us something new. Yeah.
Yeah. The day after.
So it was multiple days you didn't know where your car was.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Well, in the first day, reach out to everyone like, yo, what is going on? I don't know where my car, like, do you know where I was? Do you know what I did? Because, you know, we go out, we get fucked up, whatever.
Yeah, that's so gnarly considering it was in a garage.
Yeah, well, yeah. And
which you think is pretty damn safe.
My assumption is, yo, I pulled up to the bar. I was like, whatever, maybe I'm going to go home. Then I'm like, all right. But when you get fucked up, you don't know necessarily exactly where you end up.
So how many days in then were you like, learn this news?
The first day it happened, after I looked through everything and I was like, it's not here. I called it in, and within 3-5 days, they were like, yo, this is what happened. Yeah.
So they made you...
The cops?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they basically like said, hey, we found it. It wasn't like, do you want it? But it was basically like... We're gonna.
Honestly, it kind of was. And then they were like, yo.
And you're like, well, no, because I don't know if he's got drugs in there, or like, I don't want to deal with.
Well, but at the same time, you know, like.
Wait, who?
I smoked. No.
It was like the. I got my car back, but I don't know what happened in this thing. The 15, I don't fucking right, exactly. want yeah, it. You know what I mean?
And that's. Yeah. And that's. That might have evidence for
that's
something
how I felt.
Else.
So I right. showed up, but
I'd much rather just destroy this thing and get the value for it.
Yeah, but they didn't. They when I showed up, they didn't have it, and I was like, "What's the fucking deal? What do you mean? Where's my car?" Yada yada yada. And then they didn't have the car, and they were like, "Oh God, here, yeah, whatever." And then my mom got a fucking message in the mail. Of a
I remember that
box, just a normal ass box, and it was like, she was like, "Do you have any clothes in here? Does this look like your clothes?" It was like some ripped jeans.
A physical box.
Brown, orange brown box, you know? Yeah, and she was like, oh, is this yours? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
And she's like, do you have a do-rag? Like, I said, I'll tell you this. I said,
I don't know what that's supposed to
be. I said, what color is it?
But I was out downtown, and apparently I thought I parked somewhere. That I didn't, apparently. Like, this, I really, like, even to this day, I don't know.
Same night, though? Or?
No, wait, no, this was last week or two.
Yeah, this was, like, recently. Oh. Yeah, I was just down there. Like I said, going to the Nike store, just buying some shit.
All right.
They got to-go drinks. Yeah.
I go.
Checker bar needs money.
I go to where I thought I paid or where I thought I parked, and my car wasn't there. I looked around, like, literally everywhere. I'm talking about everywhere I think I would park. Damn. Boom, boom, car's not there.
I can't believe
that.
Dude,
my car got stolen. Yeah, same. And then my friend Mike, who's, you know, my other member of Vivid Screams, he came down. We drove around, looked for it. I'm, like, pressing my button. Boom, nothing. So then I filed the police report, filed all the insurance reports. And this was, like I said, like almost 2 weeks ago, but like on Saturday. And
he texts us, he's like, yo, what's
so, exactly. So yesterday, maybe like 11 o'clock or whatever, I get a call, and we found your car. It was at Monroe and Farmer, which is like 2 blocks from where I thought I parked it.
Okay.
And I just go to the tow yard where they towed it or whatever, and I just go pick my car up, and nothing happened to it. Like, it was there, apparently, for these past 11 days at a spot where
I swear someone took it and put it back.
We all work downtown.
And you paid to
you're not
going to
leave
what?
Your car at a meter and not get a ticket immediately.
No.
It was parked there for 10 or 11 days.
Somebody
apparently.
Had it and had to put it like around and there.
And if that's your story, I stand by it.
Exactly. There's no way you would leave it there and nothing would happen.
Bro,
to
that's
it.
Why I said, he told me that. I said, double down on what you want $230 to pay for my car?
Bro, I had to pay $230 to get it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
who took my car?
Because they towed it, because they had to tow it to the
double
lot.
Down.
But is that because you filed a report?
Yes, because it was reported stolen.
So you,
but I'm saying,
I wouldn't say you screwed yourself, but that kind of screwed you.
You're sitting here for 10 days, like 9 business days, not even just
but it was in a different place than you know that you
that
put
I,
it.
Yes. Like, right. Even when they told me where it could've was, it never sparked a thought in my head that could've this
been stolen.
Is where it was. But,
wow.
You're that's telling me my lot. Car was parked here at a place. Like,
that's fucked up.
We park at a meter, and they didn't really do that much, but they know my plight because I told them a million times. I get
you
tickets
explain.
Immediately.
Yeah.
When they show up on the
downtown,
website,
you would.
You get a boot, you get a sticker that says, car.
Within the hour, give me a break.
I didn't get anything. You telling me nobody saw my
nothing.
Car for 10 days?
Yeah, and it's over here?
Nobody saw it. Like, this shit doesn't make sense. So
no. It's on Monroe.
It's right here. At the she's reported to them as a
right next to my 2017 throw up.
reported stolen car and recovered car. Like that's how it was reported to them. So they. That's how they took it. She was like, "Oh, you're lucky that you didn't have any damage and blah blah blah."
Monroe, you're lucky that I am gonna pay you $230 fucking dollars.
Yeah, I know you're. I know that's exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can. You know, you can see it now, but you can go to that spot and see where he puked too.
That's
but
so
my
fucked.
Car was there for 10 days,
and they're like, "Give me some money, dog."
Is it,
the lack of ticket?
That's not even the problem.
The lack of ticket is everything.
Because that's just the
are
way.
You kidding me?
It's nowhere you can park downtown for 10 days.
Yeah.
And not get shit.
Your car doesn't have fucking 18 tickets on it, a boot on it,
or a phone call saying, "Hey, we repossessed this shit."
Not even. You don't even have to wait an hour.
Exactly. You don't have to wait.
You come back and you go.
It's a website you can check. As soon as you get a ticket,
dude,
it shows up on the website. Literally immediately.
I've had to have
because they take a photo of like your actual car itself.
They say you've been too far off the curb.
The only,
so
the
my
only
car wasn't stolen, it was lost.
Yeah, I'm gonna pee quick.
You're good. Hold on.
I've always parked in Greek
town. Oh no. The only other thing I want is to get a portrait of you guys in front of the logo. But are there any last thoughts you got?
I kind of want to finish this before logo.
No, I got nothing, man. I like you guys. Appreciate you guys. I've had a fun time. It's been a really good fun time, actually.
Yeah. I think we got into some good shit.
Yeah. I can't wait to come back.
We getting duty tonight?
Oh, yeah, Steve.
No, we're not getting duty tonight.
No duty.
I can't.
No. No duty, but...
That's what Full Local does to you.